step up from anywhere else. One more reason why. At ACB, here, everything's better.
Please. realize that we are not.
Momentum Bank Ballpark is now cashless and only accepts credit cards and/or gift cards at the concession stand and souvenir store. You may purchase gift cards at the information station behind the section 13. And dancing at some point during the game, you will need a mobile system like that Curtis Chair for Food Station located on the concourse, also behind section 13. Starting lineup, brought to you by VIP Sports Gallery, first by the visiting Paulson Miller. Leading off short hole on the left fielder, number 7, Johnny Dunn. Batting 7, second baseman, number 13, Gilbert Vivas. Batting 3rd, the center fielder, number 44, Andy Hawkins. Batting 4th, the first baseman, number 30, Stephen Alvarez. Batting 5th, the catcher, number 17, Diego Cardona. Batting 6, the third baseman, number 23, Brandon Lewis. Batting 7, the shortstop, number 16, Andy Leonard. Batting 8, the right fielder, number 55, Jose Ramos. Batting 9, the designated hitter, number 2, Branson Brigham. And taking the mound today, the fielders, number 99, Emmett Chin. And now the starting lineup for your Midland Rockhounds. Leading off for the Rockhounds, go left fielder, number 17, Matt Schuma. Adding second, the center fielder, number 1, Wallace Butler. Adding third, the third baseman, number 12, Brett Harris. Adding fourth, the right fielder, number 9, Greg Dykeman. Adding fifth, the catcher, number 24, J.J. Schwartz. Adding sixth, the designated hitter, number 5, Cooper Bowman. Adding seventh, the first baseman, number 8, Logan Davidson. Adding eighth, the shortstop, number 2, Darryl Kearney. Batting ninth, the second baseman, number 11, Jeremy Ironman. And taking them out today, your Rockhound, number 46, Roger Salinas.
Welcome to Rockhounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockhounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rockhounds, Bob Hart.
And we play one today the way the game was intended, in the sunshine on a somewhat breezy and somewhat cool Sunday afternoon in West Texas. Temperature in the mid-60s today, so we've dropped down just a little bit as we get set for the finale of this series. And if you watch any media, I started to say television, but there, of course, is so much more media now. Advertising, of course, is not always accurate. Things aren't always as advertised. I am always curious when I see a product boast to be 20% better. 20% better than what? But as advertised, the Tulsa Drillers. Yeah, I don't know about the 20% part, but we do know this. Tulsa, coming into this series, we knew that MLB.com had rated their roster one of the 5 best in all of minor league baseball. Tulsa came in 2-1. They weren't swinging the bats very well, but again, that was just through 3 games, of course. They were pitching extremely well, and the roster did look really good. Well, Tulsa is as advertised. The Drillers have won four consecutive games. In two of those, they have come from behind and done so not only to win the game, but to win the game going away. They did that last night, trailing 3-1 at one point, winning 12-5 when all was said and done. So the L.A. Dodgers AA affiliate looking very, very good. They have some guys who have just been absolutely crazy in this series. On the other side of our timeout here coming up, I want to give you some numbers from Tulsa at the plate in this series, because through the first five games, they have really, really been good, and they've gotten some production from Andy Páez that is just absolutely ridiculous, but he is not alone, not at all. And on this Sunday afternoon, a good pitching matchup, a rematch of opening night on Tuesday. It'll be right-hander Emmett Sheehan, who right now is certainly through a couple of starts. He has been right at the top of the class of the Texas League. Sheehan, right-hander, will go against Roiber Salinas, also a very high prospect for the Oakland A's. A very good matchup here on Sunday afternoon. How good has Tulsa been in this series? The answer is very, and we'll give you some specifics when our Budweiser pregame show continues.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
Managers meeting at home plate to exchange lineups and greet our umpiring crew this afternoon, for this finale of the series. The Rockhounds won the opener. They came from behind to win on opening night 10-8. But again, the Drillers have just been in charge ever since. They rolled from behind in two of the last three nights, and the offense really just terrific. The pitching has been very solid throughout, particularly starting pitching, and that's been a strength of the Drillers. And, of course, understandably, Dodgers organization, pretty good track record there. But it's really been the offense that has led the way. Andy Páez, and this is just, these are almost mind-numbing, but in such an amazingly good way, painful from the Rockhounds perspective, but through five games, and he has played in all five games, Andy Páez has been to the plate 25 times, so he's averaged five plate appearances per game. He has gone out six of those 25 times. That means, folks, he has reached base 19 out of 25 times at the plate. He's 8-for-14, two doubles, two home runs. They came in back-to-back at-bats, each with a man on a couple of nights ago, and 10 runs batted in. He has drawn eight walks. He has been hit by a pitch three times. So 19 of 25 on base. That's stunningly good. And I was thinking about this. Two doubles, two home runs, and 10 runs batted in. That's a heck of a series. That's maybe 2 weeks or a month for a lot of guys. That's a good month for a lot of guys, and that's what Andy has done in this series. But he is not alone by any stretch of the imagination. Imanol Vargas had a really good ball game last night. He's driven in five runs in this series, so he's been very good. Yorbit Vivas has quietly been outstanding. He is 8-for-21 in the series, three doubles, a triple, a homer, four runs driven in along the way. Diego Cartaya, of course, the top prospect, had a grand slam the other night. Jose Ramos is hitting better than .500 in the series. He's 8-for-15, and he's driven in four runs. Josh Stowers, who started this series batting ninth as the DH, and he was 0 for 3, so very quietly at the bottom of the lineup. Well, Stowers had a terrific series. Now, he's not in the lineup this afternoon, but Stowers and Andy Páez, the two who really got it going, and some others have joined in the meanwhile. How good has Tulsa been in this series? They came in hitting just over 200 in the three-game set against San Antonio. In the series, Tulsa as a team is hitting 335, 14 doubles, a triple, and 6 home runs. They have scored or driven in 39 runs, but 33 walks to go with that 335 average. On base percentage, and forgive the statistics, but I think you get the point here, the offense has just been tremendous. On base percentage for the team in 5 games is 439. And with that, Tulsa is now the top hitting team in the league. They're batting 292. The Rockhounds are still down at 211. The bats have not really come around a great deal, but Tulsa has improved its team batting average big time in the first 5 games of this series. Rockhounds have taken the diamond, so just ahead of the first pitch of this game, a little bit of breeze under beautiful blue skies. We'll take you downstairs now for the playing of the Star Spangled Banner. Spangled Banner for Sunday afternoon baseball finale between the Rockhounds and the Drillers. Tulsa's 4 wins in this series have come in succession after the Rockhounds' opening night victory. So the Drillers now 6-2. It is a half game behind the Arkansas Travelers, who were rained out. Actually, just inclement weather yesterday. They are playing a doubleheader today. Are the Travelers at home against the Springfield Cardinals? It's very, very early on. But the North Division has kind of been the better of the two by far. Arkansas 6-1, Drillers 6-2, Wichita 5-3. By the way, Wichita comes to Tulsa next week, beginning Tuesday, for a 6-game series. And it's very early on, but that's a really, really good matchup in the Texas League early in the season. Roy Bersalinas has baseball in hand, and the big right-hander throws the first pitch of our game right after this from Budweiser.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And our first pitch will be thrown right about 63 degrees. And, of course, afternoon game, so the temperature will actually go up a little bit. That won't be a bad thing today. A little tiny bit chilly, but, you know, it's a beautiful springtime afternoon. We are in the month of April after all, so 63 degrees. Wind is blowing straight in, only about 8 to 11 miles an hour, but it is blowing straight in. Roy Bersalinas facing Johnny DeLuca, and one more time in the series, first pitch of this game sails way up high with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball, and we are underway. Jordan Devos is on deck, and I'll tell you why I say that in just a moment. Why I say it so early on. 1-0 pitch. Drops a bit low from the big right-hander. 2-0. Johnny DeLuca back in the lineup after getting last evening off. He's the left fielder again. Right-handed hitter straight away. Crowds the plate just a little bit. Swings and drives one toward center field. Well struck, but Lawrence Butler has room. And he's got a ball ran out of steam. You see it every once in a while. He chased it almost to the track in straightaway center. And Lawrence was turned and looked like he was camped. And all of a sudden the wind, remember, is blowing in. Ball ran out of steam. And Lawrence had to reach forward a little bit, kind of lean over to make the play. One down for Jorvit Vivas, who for the fifth consecutive day has moved the batting circle as he moved to the on-deck area. Big swing and a miss. Boy, number 13 comes up empty. My goodness, you can knock the cleats off your shoes with a swing like that. 0-1 count to the left-handed hitter. Well, he's been good in this series, 8 for 21, and he has really jump-started the offense a couple of times. A swinging strike, too, as Salinas ran one in on him. Vivas, left-handed hitter. He is the second baseman. He'll ask for time here. Has those bright red batting gloves, which he has worn each evening. Little red armor on the right arm as well. The 0-2 pitch, down and in. Count goes 1-2. Well, the man is in the on-deck circle. Andy Páez, the center fielder, on deck, batting third. Imanol Vargas will bat in the cleanup spot. He's the first baseman. Vargas a big game last night. First baseman batting cleanup, Imanol Vargas. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Salinas, and a swing and a miss. Ball to the dirt, retrieved by J.J. Schwarz. Throw to first base to Logan Davidson for the out. Strikeout for Roiber Salinas. These guys, two starters, have really had excellent command in the early going. Remember, we are very, very early. Third appearance for both. Salinas, no walks, 8 strikeouts, and Emmett Sheehan, 1 walk, 17 strikeouts in 9 innings. Salinas delivers up high to Andy Páez, throws a 97-mile-an-hour heater, but way upstairs, 1-0. Nobody on and 2 out. Páez batting .458 on the season. Swings and fouls it back, 1-1. Of course, if you can say that in July, then you have a headline story, but he's off to a wonderful start. Couple of home runs, couple of doubles, 10 runs batted in the series. Páez swings and a high fly ball left field. This, I think, has a little too much air. Yep, it is playable, and Max Schumann will tuck it away. Well, Andy Páez was just retired in this series for the 7th time, and this is game number 6. Towering fly ball to left is handled by Max Schumann. So for Roiber Salinas, a 3-up, 3-down top half of the first, and after a happening play, Village Car Wash score of our game, the Tulsa Drillers nothing, and against maybe the best in the Texas League right now, Emmett Sheehan, the Rockhounds are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Well, we already have our first news story, our first headline of the day. Andy Páez is 0 for 1. That's facetious, but not very. So we go to the bottom half of the first inning, and for the Rockhounds, it'll be Max Schumann to lead it off. Coming off a tough night last night, 0 for 5. He doesn't do that very often. Max back in left field here this afternoon. Schumann will lead it off. Lawrence Butler will bat second. He's the center fielder. Lawrence Butler is in center. And Brett Harris, who got last night off, back in the three spot, batting third and playing third base, is Brett Harris. Greg Dykeman off to a terrific start. He's the right fielder. He'll bat cleanup, Greg Dykeman. Here's Emmett Sheehan to face Max Schumann. First pitch swing, and he fouls it back, does Max, 0-1. J.J. Schwarz will bat fifth. He'll do the catching. Schwarz the catcher. Cooper Bowman batting sixth. The DH homered last night, did Cooper. And he'll bat in the sixth spot, the designated hitter. The 0-1 to Schumann. Big swing and a miss, 95 up and in. Count quickly 0-2. Logan Davidson batting seventh at first base. Logan, as Max steps out, of course, with two strikes in the count. All is well on planet Earth. Darryl Hernaez batting eighth. He's the shortstop. Hernaez at short. And Jeremy Ironman, who homered last night, the second baseman batting ninth. Ironman at second. 0-2 pitch. Oh, just outside. Tough pitch to take. Didn't miss by a whole bunch. It was clearly off the plate, but on 0-2, you always have that protective sense. 0-2 now, a one-ball, two-strike count to Max. Schumann sends a line drive to center. Pies is there, and he'll make the catch. Well hit, but into the glove of the driller's center fielder. One man down in the first inning. Here is Lawrence Butler. The Schumann, Butler, and Harris up top. Dykeman, Schwarz, and Bowman in the middle of the order. Davidson, Hernaez, and Ironman will round it out against Emmett Sheehan. Sheehan making his third appearance, his second start, part of a piggyback shutout thrown by the drillers against San Antonio. Called strike to Lawrence Butler, 0-1. Sixth rounder out of Boston College in 2021 by the Dodgers. Foul back is jammed Lawrence Butler on that pitch. Count goes 0-2 to the Hounds center fielder. Lawrence 7-for-30, and that totals out to a .233 average. The 0-2 stretch, and Sheehan's pitch, swing and a miss. Boy, took something off and had him a one-arm swing way out in front of the changeup. Swinging strike three. The question, I'll give you the answer to this question. Barry, how good has Emmett Sheehan been? Yeah, Barry. 9 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, both Tuesday night here. 1 walk and now 18 strikeouts in 9 2/3. Pitch misses just outside to Brett Harris for ball one. 1 ball and no strikes. Brett, right-handed hitter at .250. A home run and 5 driven in. 1-0 pitch, and that's ripped left side base hit. Brett will make a solid turnaround first and hold there. Brett Harris jumped on that delivery, line drive to left field. Really, really solid ball player is Brett Harris. He is on with 2 down, and here's Greg Dykeman. Greg, left-handed hitter at .348. Now, again, that's 8-for-23. Watermark we always kind of look at is 100 at-bats before you really start looking at averages. Pitch up and in for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Batting average, of course, kind of devalued these days compared to years gone by, but it's still a pretty good indicator one way or another. 1 ball, no strikes to Greg. Dykeman swings, pops one foul, straight back out of play. It's 1-1. That number I gave you on Emmett Sheehan, it can slip by you very quickly, but 17 strikeouts in his first 9 innings. And, I mean, that's third-grade stuff, but that's 2 strikeouts per inning, basically. Not quite, but almost. Pitch up and away, 2 balls and a strike. Now, he has really been terrific. Top 15 prospect pretty much universally for the Dodgers. We've got some outstanding young pitching. The 1-2 delivery, swing and a miss. Scoreboard had 1-2. I had 2-1. And yeah, now it is a 2-2 count. Scoreboard said 1-2. He's now 2 ball, make it 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2-2 the correct count. He glanced at the board right before that pitch, and I think I told you 1-2, but it is now 2-2. My card was right, but the elocution was not. So 2-2 to Greg Dykeman. 1 home run, 4 driven in. Classic upright stance, and that left hand box as he waits. Harris takes the lead. The set by Sheehan. The pitch to the plate. And that is looped foul out of play. Count stays 2-2. J.J. Schwarz on deck for the Rockhounds. Emmett Sheehan, as mentioned, was part of a shutout against the San Antonio Mission. Boy, they are struggling to swing the bats. I know the Hounds aren't exactly ripping it up. Give you a number on San Antonio when we have a moment. Here's the 1-2 stretch and pitch to Dykeman. Swing and a miss. Well, Emmett Sheehan is averaging pretty much 2 strikeouts per inning. He has now struck out 19 batters in 10 innings. And he gets 2 whiffs in this one. He is off to just a sensational start. He is the right-hander. So we have played 1 inning. Our broadcast is brought your way by Village Car Wash. And after 1, Tulsa and the Rockhounds, no score.
When you're craving a delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch chicken strip sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for 3 crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch chicken strip sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. 3 escape rooms that range from easy peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
Top of the second, no score. Tulsa and the Rockhounds, and Emanuel Vargas will lead it off against Roy Salinas. Left-handed hitter stands in. Swings and misses at a breaking pitch down and in. Good movement. The bottom kind of fell out of that, too. 0-1 the count to Vargas. Had a big night last night. Double home run and 4 driven in. Even all with 5 ribbies in this series. First baseman, 0-1 pitch, down and in for a ball. I'll give you the rest of the Tulsa card. Diego Cartaya, the catcher, batting 5th. He's on deck. Diego Cartaya. Brandon Lewis, the third baseman, batting 6th. Lewis at third base. Salinas, the 1-ball, 1-strike pitch. Sails high, ball 2, 2-1. Eddie's Leonard at shortstop, batting in the 7th spot. Leonard at short. Jose Ramos has had a great series. He's batting 8th in right field. Jose Ramos. 2-1 pitch. It's fouled straight back. Cartaya ducks out of the way. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Bryson Brigman, who started this week in extended spring training, is the designated hitter now for Tulsa. A swing and a miss as Vargas chased one down and away. Backdoor pitch, and boy, really had him reaching. That strikeout number 2 for Roiber Salinas. 1 away for Diego Cartaya. Bryson Brigman batting number 9. He is the designated hitter. Diego Cartaya, 5 for his first 20. That's a 250 average in that grand slam home run. Bouncer foul wide to third. DeLuca, Vivas, and Pajes up top. Vargas, Cartaya, and Lewis in the middle of the Tulsa order. And Leonard, Ramos, and Brigman will round it out against Roiber Salinas. Another one of the guys coming over in a trade to the Oakland A's. Venezuela native is Roiber, the former Braves farmhand. 0-1 pitch down the middle, called strike 2. Pitch backed up and was started hitting right about at the hip and busted in over the heart of the plate. Cartaya will ask for time with 2 strikes. Ask for time. It gives you just enough time to step out, gather yourself a little bit, as long as you're back in and ready to go with 8 seconds, and he was there with time to spare. Salinas for the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Chased the slider away. And back-to-back whiffs. Strikeout for Roiber. No, 2 down, and here is Brandon Lewis, the third baseman. Brandon, a slow start. Although he had a very fast start to this series, he hit a two-run home run in the top of the first inning Tuesday. Right-handed hitter. Hands up high, takes a strike at the knees inside edge. Boy, that just got there. 0-1. Brandon to 172 with that home run and three driven in overall. Hounds playing the pull fairly solidly. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Backs up over the heart of the plate. Strike two on an off-speed pitch. So Salinas struck out Vargas, got Cartaya on three pitches, and has jumped ahead of Lewis 0-2. Brandon sets, so is Salinas, the right-hander with the leg kick and the pitch. Just up and away. Schwarz framed that pretty nicely, but a little bit up and away. Of course, that'll go away. The art of the framing of the pitch. And I see both sides of that argument, but boy, it's an art form. It really is. But pretty soon going to be the automatic balls and strikes. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-2. Boy, a lot has changed with the rules that have been now moved all the way up to Major League Baseball last year and this year. Here's the 2-2. That's down and away. So now all of a sudden, after the broadcaster said five straight strikes, he's thrown three straight out of the zone. So, Roiber, we'll just leave this one up to you and see what unfolds. 3-2 pitch. Check swing, didn't mean to, and Lewis just taps that up the first base side, 3-2. You have the shift no longer allowed. You have the pitch clock, and, of course, that is, I think the pitch clock and the shift are right up front. The bigger bases, the throws to first being limited or behind the runner. Here's a fastball swung on and missed. Boy, came back at 97. And Roiber Salinas strikes out the side. That is his fourth strikeout of this ball game. I said the other night, not sure we saw the real Roiber Salinas, but I think we are seeing him here this afternoon. Good matchup early on with Salinas and Emmett Sheehan. So we have played an inning and a half, and from Momentum Bank Ballpark in this Sunday afternoon series finale, Village Car Wash score, Hounds and Drillers, 0-0.
At All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half-tons, three-quarter-tons, one-tons, two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Glancing down to the on-field entertainment between innings we do is a lot of ballparks do some version of a water balloon toss. And, of course, that's really it. You get into the 90 degrees and triple digits, as we do quite often, of course, before the season is over. And I'm sure if you are in the water balloon toss and the water balloon breaks and you get soaked, it's actually probably rather cool and nice and refreshing. If you have 90 degrees plus, it's about 65 degrees and breezy. Hope nobody got doused with the water, but I might get a little chilly. Yikes. Here's J.J. Schwarz to lead it off. Checks his swing, takes a strike. Outside corner from Emmett Sheehan. Both guys really sharp here to start this game. J.J., then Cooper Bowman and Logan Davidson to face Emmett Sheehan. Pitch to the outside edge just wide, 1-1. Give you the dumbest, most absolutely useless stat that I think still kind of, I don't know if it's cool or not. I will leave that to you here in a moment. Pitch swung on and fouled back. It's 1-1. You and I have been traveling this road, 32 years, 31 seasons, and I don't think I've ever seen this, not that it matters, but the Drillers have two starters in their rotation, one of them Emmett Sheehan and River Ryan. And their uniform numbers are really intriguing.
or kind of intriguing. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch up and away, and J.J. out on strikes, and that's three strikeouts for Sheehan, so seven whiffs in this game with one down in the bottom of the second. River Ryan, who pitched, what, last night, wears number one. That's a little unusual for a pitcher. And Emmett Sheehan wears number 99. Again, completely useless, but you have two guys in rotation wearing one and 99. I don't know that I've seen anybody wear 99 in our three decades or so. Backup pitch called strike to Cooper Bowman, 0-1. But they're both really good pitchers, and they can wear whatever number they want. So number 99 delivers this pitch, and it is a strike at the knees on the inside corner, 0-2. Can't throw it much better than that. Off-speed backup pitch, knee high, and Cooper will stand out. Got to look at what Cooper Bowman really brings to the table. Last night, he hit a home run and stole a base. He's got some pop and really good wheels. 0-2 the count. Pitch from Sheehan, boy, just outside. Fastball at 96. Boy, he threw that 80-mile-an-hour backup pitch inside corner. Came back with a fastball just up and away at 96. 1-2 to Bowman. Cooper from the right side takes, and that just missed. And, boy, Sheehan thought he threw that right where he wanted to. 2-2. So it's cliche but true. If that pitch missed, it did not miss by much. 2-2 to the Rockhounds' designated hitter, infielder by trade. 2-2, foul ball back. That got catcher Diego Cartaya a bit. Count stays 2-2. Logan Davidson on deck. Breeze has picked up a little bit. The flags are fully unfurled and flapping a little bit, and that wind blowing straight in. So good pitching anyway, and a pitcher-friendly ballpark this afternoon. 2-2 is fouled straight back. It's a conversation we have multiple times during every season with folks who have been around this area a little bit. It is remarkable how this ballpark on one side of town compared to the ballpark across town, which was home to the franchise for a long time, so different in terms of hitter or pitcher friendly as Sheehan delivers high and away 3-2. The ballpark, Christensen Stadium, Cubs, Midland, and or Cubs, Angels, and then Christensen Stadium. It's most recent name was really a hitter's paradise. Fly ball to left, but boy, the wind will knock the stuffing out of this. Coming on is DeLuca. He'll give way to Pye as that wind kind of pushed that ball over, and he made the catch, and then from his glove flipped the ball to the shortstop, Eddie's Leonard. That was stylish. Fly ball to center field. Nicely done, Andy. Two men down. Here's Logan Davidson. Christensen Stadium was a ballpark that just saw a ton of home runs. Here is Logan Davidson swinging a bouncer foul. It's 0-2. And this ballpark, again, has been in terms of power. Now, it will give up the occasional inexpensive, meaning cheap home run into the right field bullpen. There's a swing and a miss. Logan chased one down and away. Quickly down in the count to Sheehan, 0-2. Emmett has a strikeout in this inning, and again, he averages basically two per frame. Nobody on, and two men down, no score in the second inning. But home runs have been far more difficult to come by in this ballpark for sure. Logan swings, fouls it back. It's 0-2. 30 home runs in a minor league season, of course, especially anymore, because if you even approach that, you're probably on your way to the next level, but saw that from time to time in Christensen Stadium and have not seen that here. Here's the 0-2. Hard hit ball out towards second. Kind of a medium line drive gloved in the backhand by Vivas. Line drive to second, and the inning is over. So each team goes 1-2-3 here in the second. Sheehan and Salinas very, very good at this point in the ballgame. Two innings complete. Village Car Wash score. Tulsa nothing, and the Rockhounds nothing.
Wagner Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Wagner Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top of the third, Tulsa nothing, Rockhounds nothing. Bottom third of the order for the Drillers. Eddie's Leonard, Jose Ramos, and Bryson Brickman. Face Roiber Salinas. A right-hander with a first pitch swung on and missed. 95 with the fastball, and Leonard with a big swing and a miss. And he's 3-for-18 in the series, so he's off to a slow offensive start. Swings and pops one foul left side out of play 0-2. Ripped a sharp line drive base hit yesterday in the ball game. Gave a little hint of what he is certainly capable of. Just off to a slow start as the right-handed hitter out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. 0-2 pitch sails just a bit high and away. One ball and two strikes. Crowds have played a little bit. Slender right-handed hitter. Salinas with a 1-2 swing and a miss. Chasing with an off-speed pitch at 79. Four consecutive strikeouts for Salinas, five overall. Emmett Sheehan has his strikeout totals have dropped. They have plummeted. He only has three strikeouts through two innings. Now the batter, Jose Ramos, having an outstanding series here. Swings and misses. Chased one down and away. Count quickly 0-1. Ramos 9-for-25 to open the season. And, of course, most of that is in this series. The 0-1 stretch and pitch way up high for a ball. The count goes 1-1. So there's a little tug on the rosin bag. That pitch looked like it slipped off the fingertips a little bit. 1-1. Ramos batting from the right side. Hands up high, really waggling that bat. Very active at the plate. Very animated stance. Fouls this one back, and the count goes 1-2. Complete thought, by the way, on home runs. There has not been a 30-home run season by a Rockhound in this ballpark, which opened in 2002. Pitch inside for a ball, 2-2. Matt Chapman certainly would have. He hit 29 in 2016, but was called up to AAA in early August. 2-2, down and away, ball 3, 3-2. So full count now to Ramos. We'll say a couple of doubles and four driven in the series. He's 8-for-15. Mentioned Tulsa as a team through five games hitting .335 in the series. Chopper, third base, Brett Harris going after her. He makes the play, bobble a little bit, throws it again, not beat it out safe. That'll be an infield single for Ramos. Brett did almost everything he could. You've got to make a just absolutely perfect play there, and he just had the ball stick in the glove a little bit. One base hit for each team, and for Ramos, a little dribbler to third base. One on and one up, and here is Bryson Brickman. Just a really, for this first full week of the 2023 season, he's just a cool story. The start of it is unfortunate, swinging a foul back. And again, that was the injury to Yusniel Diaz, who was injured running the bases opening night. So Bryson Brickman was still in extended spring training. Wasn't with a ball club when spring training broke, but Drillers had a roster spot. He got the call, and he is 6-for-9. The 0-1 pitch, and that is up. And, oh, that got off the glove of J.J. Schwartz. Boy, you can hear that pop, and that's an easy one. Boy, that's your basic pass ball. So
No question about that. You could hear the pop, and J.J. just missed that one. And I believe the pitch was a strike, which you won't see very often, but down to second goes Ramos. Scoreboard has 0-2, and I will go with that. I was actually watching the runner and the pursuit of the baseball. Brigman waits from the right side, swings and misses. Yep, he is out on strikes. Well, you won't see it very often, but that 0-1 pitch just bounced off J.J.'s glove, but it was a strike. So, strikeout number 6, first time through the order for Salinas. And back to the top of the order, Johnny DeLuca, who flew out to center field on a well-hit ball his first time. Salinas sets, glances at the runner, now turns, comes to the plate. And a fastball just outside at 94. Johnny DeLuca, right-handed hitter, came in at 231. He's 0-for-1 in this game. Former University of Oregon standout. Right-handed hitter swings and bounces this one right over toward the Hounds dugout on the first base side, 1-1. Wind has continued to pick up. The flags are fully unfurled, and wind is not quite straight in anymore. It shifted just a little. It's a little bit right to left, but, boy, it is inward. So this ballpark playing large this afternoon. Cool day and windy. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Backs up over the inside corner at 85. Called strike, 1-2. Labor making his third appearance, his third start as well. Second of this series. Tulsa roughed him up a little bit opening night. Here's the 1-2 set. Pitch, that'll sail up and in for a ball. 2-2. He went 2 1/3, gave up 4 base hits, 3 runs. And 2 of those, of course, on the home run by Brandon Lewis. So Roiber making his second start. Rockhounds will go to a 6-man rotation beginning with the Springfield series, which opens Tuesday. 2-2, fouled straight back. And runner in scoring position, Jose Ramos. Boy, a frustrating way for a pitcher to get a guy in scoring position. A little tapper to third base for the infield single and a passed ball on a strike. Runner in scoring position with 2 down, no score. DeLuca trying to change that. 2-2, swung on and fouled right at the plate. Now stays 2-2. Hounds will be at Springfield, Missouri beginning Tuesday. We'll have those games for you here on MidlandRockHounds.org. Tulsa heading for home. They will host Wichita in a good North Division matchup. 6 games at One Oak Field beginning Tuesday. 2-2 set, pitch by Salinas. That's up, high ball 3, full count. By the way, both teams will have a Wednesday day game. Upcoming series, Hounds and Springfield at 12:05, I do believe. And if I glanced correctly, I think I better not guess. Sorry, but it's a day game Wednesday in Tulsa. I've got that written down. I promise I do. 3-2, lifted in the air, shallow center. This may be trouble. Going out over the shoulder, Jeremy Ironman gloves it. The second baseman out in shallow right center makes the over-the-shoulder catch. Ball wasn't hit real hard or real deep, but, boy, it almost did some damage. And Jeremy Ironman saves a run with that nice catch over the shoulder. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a man left on base. I'm going to tell you a tale about a day that was so chilly. It was an interesting day, a baseball game opener for a home opener for a big league club, and the band was playing Jingle Bells, and that's just the start on our Hilliard Office Solutions tribute coming up. Village Car Wash scored through 2.5. Tulsa and the Rockhounds scoreless.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine. You walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Our broadcast brought your way by our friends at Hilliard Office Solutions. I'm going to tell you a little tale of a really interesting day, I think, in baseball history. It's that shortly as we go to the bottom of the third, Darryl Hernandez stands in, takes up and in for ball one. And the bottom of the third underway in this scoreless game. As Emmett Sheehan goes back to work, he'll face 8-9-1 in the order. Hernandez takes, called strike outside half, 1-1. Jeremy Eierman on deck, then Max Schumann back at the top of the order. No runs on a hit for each team. Sheehan with the kick and the pitch, a swing and a miss. Breaking pitch away, and the count goes 1-2. Hernandez will ask for time. Darryl 4-for-19 to open the season. He's just 2-for-12 in the series. A ball and two strikes, right-handed hitter. Has some speed if he gets on base. Chopper toward third base, in between hop. Handled there nicely by Lewis. The throw in time. Boy, Hernandez, good hustle, but he's out by a half step. Brandon Lewis handles. One down here in the third, and here's Jeremy Eierman. Jeremy, first base hit of the season came last night. He got the ball out of the ballpark on a towering fly ball to left field line. It's cool here this afternoon. Breeze and temp in the mid-60s or so. But, you know, it's not jingle bells weather. Pitch down low, ball one, one ball, no strikes. But in 1935, the Boston Braves, yes, they were in Boston then, their home opener, it's a 1-0 pitch, fouled straight back. One ball and one strike to Jeremy. And it was chilly. The temperature was basically just above freezing. So 33, 34 degrees, that's perfect baseball weather. Here's the 1-1. Big swing and a miss. I'm looking to double that home run total. They had a band playing that day in Boston as the Braves opened against the New York Giants and future Hall of Famer a guy named Carl Hubbell on the mound. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-2. The band, I don't know if they were prepared to do so, but the band apparently had a sense of humor. They were playing Jingle Bells, freezing temperatures on the opener for the Boston Braves. But the Braves had something going. Here's the 2-2 up high for a ball. They had signed a star, and their attraction was designed most certainly to bring folks out to the ballpark. And while the weather did not cooperate, and while the band was playing Jingle Bells and facing one of the best pitchers of his generation, Carl Hubbell, the new addition to the Braves came through. Here's the 3-2. Big swing and a miss. Ironman out on strikes, and boy, Sheehan cranked that one up. That was 96 with good life to it. Strikeout is his fourth. Roiber Salinas threw first three innings, 10 batters. He has struck out 6 of the 10. And one time through the order, Emmett Sheehan striking out 4 of the 10. Here's Max Schumann. Lined out, first time up, hit it sharply, but Paez made the play in center. Max takes, just outside and low, ball one. The Boston Braves' new addition, their box office draw, had a single and a home run, and the Braves in that chilly day defeated the Giants 4-2, pitch inside. Ball 2-0. And that was the good news. But the rest of the season was basically about as cold as that opening day. Pitch just low, ball 3. Well, Emmett Sheehan, I don't have my card handy. I don't recall him going 3-0 the other night, as sharp as he has been. Here's the 3-0 to Schumann. That's a strike. Max thought he had a walk, but that'll get there, 3-1. After that opening day, the Braves won only 37 more games the rest of the season. Here's the 3-1. Foul back, full count 3-2. Boston finished that season, the Boston Braves, 38-115. And their superstar that they had signed, who was so good on opening day, as Max will now ask for time, he played only 28 games. Instead of being the box office draw they had hoped for, just 28 games and only 6 home runs. And there's a little more to that story. See what unfolds here. 3-2 to Max, nobody on, 2 out. No score in the third. Touch way up and in, almost hit him, and Max will draw a base on balls. Boy, that's an attention getter. 96 miles an hour up and in. That is Emmett Sheehan's second walk, not of this game, but of this young season. In 11 2/3 innings, he has walked only 2 batters while striking out 21. That is a 10-1 ratio. A little bit more than 10-1, in fact. 21 whiffs and Max going first pitch. He is running throw. Got a chance. Nope, got around the tag. Max Schumann. Been a while. But the burglar is back in the house. A stolen base, his first of the season for Max Schumann. By the way, a big shout out to Max's fan club. We'll just put it that way. Watching on Bally Live and MILB TV. Strike to Lawrence Butler, runner in scoring position on a walk and some thievery from a guy who can get that part of it done really well. Can Max? Here's a swing and a drive by Butler. High fly ball right field. He's watching. I think this thing's gone. That is gone, and that is gone by a bunch. Sidewalk souvenir to the moon in right field. Lawrence Butler turned on that ball and flat drove it. Max will score. Lawrence Butler with his first double-A home run, and that ball got the Dickens out of here in a hurry. From his reaction as he turned and sent that ball toward the right field corner, I thought it might be foul. That was just Lawrence's reaction. He turned and watched for a moment. But it got out of here over the bullpen and about, what, 3/4 of the way up the berm. And on a breezy, cool afternoon, that ball was scorched. Lawrence Butler, hello, how are you? And welcome to Double-A Baseball. The Rockhounds lead it 2-0 on Lawrence Butler's first Double-A home run. Max Schumann, who walked, scores ahead of him. Visit to the mound here. A quick one. And the Drillers have 2 pitching coaches, and they, as so many of them do now, they don't wear the uniform tops. They wear the blue windbreakers in this case. So Ryan Denick and Zarin Olinger are the 2 pitching coaches. So a quick visit. And here is Brett Harris, who ripped a line drive single his first time up. So the Rockhounds with the lead. Brett takes down and away for ball one. 1 ball, no strikes. Rockhounds rallied for a victory opening night. They have had the lead in 2 of the last 3 games, only to see Tulsa rally right back. Pitch up high ball 2-2-0. Now we'll see what this Sunday afternoon will bring. But boy, we just saw an important piece to the puzzle for the Rockhounds and, of course, for the A's organizational ladder. Lawrence Butler is a very highly thought of prospect. Strike to the outside corner to Brett Harris. Plus, so is Brett, by the way. Bobby Crosby, I had a conversation the other day we shared with A's Radio. Here's a swing and a foul away. And Bobby said this guy might be the most underrated prospect in the A's organization, Brett Harris. Baseball America says maybe doesn't have that one tool that necessarily is off the charts, but does so many things well and has really been a polished hitter. Former Gonzaga Bulldog, 2-2 count. Swinging a pop foul out of play. And Butler, who is a top 10 prospect in the A's organization, guy who was drafted out of high school but has continued to develop. This is his first Double-A season. He's got a lot of pop and a lot of speed, and we've just seen the first home run for Butler. 2-2, fouled straight back. Nobody on, 2 men down, 2-2 count to Brett Harris. Greg Dykeman would be next here in the third. And the Hounds now on top, 2-0. And But Sheehan comes set. Right-hander delivers. That's fouled away. It's pretty good protective swing. That was right to the glove. That's right where Sheehan wanted to throw it. Emmett, tall right-hander. He's 6'4", about 220 out of New York City. 23-year-old right-hander. Here's the 2-2. Up high, turned into it. Don't think he went. Nope. Relatively close. And it was worth an appeal for sure. But crew chief Ty Krause, umpiring at first, says no. Full count to Brett Harris. He's gone full now to three batters in this inning, has Emmett. Sheehan with a twist. Pitch is swung on, and that's fouled away. We'll do it again on 3-2. So this is now turning into a 10-pitch at-bat. There is some stirring in the Tulsa bullpen. Don't know if anybody's throwing seriously yet, but somebody on the mound. Here's the 3-2 to Harris. Swings and fouls another one away. And we'll do it again on a 3-2 count. Well, Brett really making Sheehan work. That's 5 2-strike foul balls, so he is battling up there. Count full. Sheehan looking into Cartaya for the sign and the 11th pitch of the plate appearance, and it is high for ball four. So Brett Harris cokes a walk. Boy, this game will keep you humble, won't it? Emmett Sheehan had walked one batter in his first 11 innings. He's walked two here in the third inning, and one of those came around to haunt him. And here comes Scott Hennessy, and that's going to be it for Emmett Sheehan. So trust whoever was in the bullpen was indeed throwing seriously. So going to be one on and two out. And the Drillers will go to the bullpen here. Be a runner at first base. Two men out. The last half of the third on the Lawrence Butler home run. Rockdowns with the lead. And Emmett Sheehan. Emmett, you know, I don't think he's at all happy with the our home plate umpire. He turned. He was barking as he walked off. Well, that was interesting. Didn't really see that reaction during his time on the mound. But that's not something you always see real obviously. Yeah, but he was not happy at all. That was more than a little bit of barking. So if Greg Dykeman will be the batter, Tanner Dodson is on in relief. An 11-pitch walk is the last batter he faced, but boy, Emmett was obviously not at all happy with the way this game was called, so he will go 2 2/3, gives up 2 base hits, 2 runs both earned. Walked 2 batters both here in this inning. And he struck out 4. And Greg Dykeman will face Tanner Dodson. Let's finish that Boston Braves story for you. Again, the Braves on this date, their home opener, played basically in freezing temperatures with the band playing Jingle Bells, etc. Had this new box office draw, absolute superstar. Thought he'd bring in a lot of people, do some good things. Had a single and a home run opening night. But from there, the new star played only 28 more games, hit only 6 more home runs. The Braves won only 38 games all year. And on that chilly, freezing day, it was the home debut as a Boston Brave of that box office draw they signed. The guy's name is Babe Ruth. And that is that's just a sad chapter. Called strike to Greg Dykeman at the knees is Tanner Dodson. Fires a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, perfectly located. This one all the way to the dirt. Cartaya blocks it nicely, 1-1-1. It's just when you look at Babe Ruth's career numbers, as I was doing on baseballreference.com, 28 games with the Boston Braves. That was his last stop. Just looks wrong. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-1. He hit 6 home runs as a Boston Brave. And, of course, the last of those was number 714. He thought he might become an owner or a manager or both. There's a swing and a miss. Throw behind the runner by Cartaya very aggressively. Getting back in is Brett Harris. And the count squares at 2-2 to Dykeman. I was reading a little bit about that story actually a couple of weeks ago, and the Braves, they were pretty sneaky back then. They kind of enticed Babe Ruth to come and play. Runner goes, 2-2 pitch, taken up and away, and Brett Harris with a stolen base. Well, the Rockhounds did some running against Northwest Arkansas. Really hadn't run until last night. Cooper Bowman stole a base. Brett, with his first steal of the year, got a huge jump on Dodson. The ball actually got away from Cartaya, but I don't think there would have been much chance anyway. Dykeman swings ground ball, and a diving stop at second by Vivas. Gets up, throws, and it's hauled in by Vargas on a nice backhanded play. 4-3. Terrific job. Saves a run, does Vivas. And a good grab, by the way, at first base by Vargas on the throw that sailed just a little bit. Boy, a run-saving defensive play by each second baseman in this inning. But the Rockhounds get a two-run home run from Lawrence Butler and have taken the lead. So we'll go to the top of the fourth, give you some totals in a moment. Village Car Wash scored through 3, Rockhounds 2, and Tulsa nothing.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by Oxy.
A two-run home run by Lawrence Butler. The Rockhounds lead by the score of 2-0 through 3 innings. First home run at the AA level for the A's prospect, and it was impressive. So 2-0 the score. Give you the line score here in just a moment. Roy Brasilinas back to work. He'll face Yorbit Vivas, who made that terrific defensive play just a moment ago, and he'll lead it off here in the fourth. This one, whoop, bounces up to the plate. Caroms off J.J.'s glove in about three-quarters, maybe seven-eighths of the way up the screen behind home plate. One ball, no strikes. Yorbit, a strikeout victim, his first time up. Takes a low one away. That's ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Tulsa, no runs on one hit. Rockhounds, two runs on two hits. Salinas with a 2-0, and that's a line drive up the middle, of base hit. Vivas continues to have a really good series. Of course, it's only, what, 8 games into the season, but he is one of the leaders in multiple categories in the Texas League, is Yorbit. Single up the middle, so he's 9-for-23 in this series, and he's on, and that'll bring up Andy Paez as the potential tying run. And this guy's already driven in 10 runs in the series. Right-handed hitter is Paez. 0-for-1 in this one. Pitch inside. Fastball at 93. One ball, no strikes. Flew out to left field his first time. Hit it fairly deep. And again, that wind is blowing now almost directly in from left field. Pitch just inside. Boy, Salinas really wanted that pitch. That's a good aggressive fastball to a tough hitter, but it just missed on the inside part of the plate. 2-0. Outfield straight away for the right-handed hitter. Paez hitting .440. He's 11-for-25. Most of that in this series. Ground ball, third base. Brett Harris to second for one. Around the horn, double play. Sharply hit. Nicely handled. 5-4-3. Harris to Ironman to Davidson. Boy, as good as Andy has been in this series, and he has been off the charts good. He's 0-for-2 in this one. That is the first time he has been retired 2 times in a row in this series. That's how good he's been. Here's Vargas now. Imanol is 0-1 with a strikeout. Sends this one back to the screen, 0-1. Two sharply hit baseballs in this inning. Devos with a clean single to center, and Paez hit it sharply, but he hit it within the reach of third baseman Brett Harris. And the Hounds go around the horn for the double play, and it's nobody on, two men out. Pitch swung on, popped in the air, left field toward the line. This is going to be a long run, foul ground. Anyone? Boy, a long reach, Brett Harris. Did he catch that? He did! My goodness, full tilt boogie down the left field line in foul territory. Brett Harris, who had a sensational play on a foul ball a year ago, the best defensive play in minor league baseball a year ago, makes a tremendous running catch. Vargas fouls out to Brett Harris on the run, and he was a long way down the line. Did not think he would be able to get there. No runs on a base hit, no errors, and one man left on base, and Brett Harris slap a little leather after 3.5. Our Village Car Wash score of the game, Rockhounds 2, Tulsa nothing.
Texas Ford Dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combine with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
J.J. Schwartz leads it off, takes ball one inside, and now a second pitch down. And then we're late coming back. It's all Brett Harris's fault. His play was so good, I lost my mind. Two balls and no strikes to J.J. as he leads it off here in the fourth. Hounds lead 2-0. Tanner Dodson missing just down and away. Ball three. Three balls and no strikes. J.J. Schwartz, Cooper Bowman, and Logan Davidson to face Tanner Dodson on in relief of Emmett Sheehan. Pitch to the corner, called strike. Count goes 3-1. Well, Brett Harris didn't go backside over appetite into the visiting dugout to make that last catch as he did last season. Pitch down and away. Ball four. The Rockhounds now have their third base on balls. Three of the last five batters have walked, and here is Cooper Bowman. Brett's catch a year ago on the pop foul that went into the dugout, he reached over the railing, made the catch, and really went spikes over backside into the visiting dugout, and it was one of five nominees for defensive play of the year. Called strike to Cooper on the outside edge. It's 0-1, and in fact, Brett's play was named the best of the season on voting by fans online. And he just made another beauty. He was well down the line. Pitch low and away for a ball. One ball, one strike to Cooper Bowman, center fielder. Excuse me, designated hitter flew out to center fielder Andy Paez, his first time up. J.J. Schwartz, the base runner, pitch up and in for a ball. 2-1 is the count. Well, just tremendous defender at third base is Brett, and that was just great hustle. The catch was tremendous. Just to get there was pretty remarkable. Ground ball and a couple of long hops right side. Devos to second base for one. That's all they'll get, but good play again by Devos. Gets the lead runner. J.J. Schwartz is forced at second base. Shortstop Leonard covering the bag. Fielder's choice for Bowman. Well, Max Schumann was running after he reached in the last inning. See if Cooper's running here. Stole his fifth of the year last night. He shares the Texas League lead with five thieveries. Draws a quick throw from Dobson right before he fully set up, turned and had to catch him off guard with a throw to first base. Logan Davidson lined out to second baseman Vivas, his first time up. Switch hitter from the left side, looks to bunt, draws the bat back, and takes down low for a ball, 1-0. Last of the fourth inning, 2-0, the Rockhounds on top. Logan Davidson at the plate, Cooper Bowman the base runner, Daryl Hernandez on deck, and there he goes. Pitch is taken, up and away, throw, got a chance, up, going to be high, stolen base, Cooper Bowman. Cartaya unloaded in a hurry, but Diego's throw was high, and Bowman got a pretty good jump. He is 6-for-6 on the base paths. Count is 2 balls and no strikes to Logan Davidson. Mentioned the Rockhounds did not attempt to steal in the first 4 games and got one last night. That was Cooper. Here's a bouncing ball into the Rockhounds' dugout. But they ran a good bunch in the series in Northwest Arkansas. And they're running a little bit here this afternoon with a couple of steals. Rockhounds had 10 stolen bases in 3 games in Northwest Arkansas. Ground ball, right side, sharply hit, but Vivas is getting to everything, and he will get to that. 4-3 put out. Advancing to third is Cooper Bowman. 2 down in the inning, and here's Daryl Hernandez. Hounds, by the way, have now stolen 13 bases in 13 attempts. Daryl Hernandez bounced out to third base his first time. Pitch down and away, and Cartaya saves a run with a good backhanded stop. Pitch was into the left-hand batter's box, and Cartaya out there. That's important for Cartaya. That's something that, again, just physically he has grown and gotten bigger and stronger. Check swing, pitch down and in, 2-0. And because of that, agility behind the plate has suffered a bit. And blocking pitches had been a bit of an issue. He made a really nice stop there, and it saved a run. This pitch swung on, popped high in the air, left side, foul ground toward the concourse. And that ball will take a big old hop on the concrete, and somebody will get a nice foul ball souvenir down toward the left field picnic area. 2 balls, 1 strike. 1 on, 2 out. Bottom of the 4th inning. Pitch swung on in. Missed. Big rip by Darrell. Count goes 2-2. 4-for-20 to start on the year for Daryl Hernandez. El Paso native, drafted out of high school by the Baltimore Orioles. Came over in a trade. Attempted, didn't go. Pitch just down and away for a ball. 3-2. He's been very quiet in this homestand, but just get the feeling this is a guy who can bring a lot to the ball club. Has some speed, has 3 steals. The pitch is swung and fouled back. In front of that a little bit. Interesting, that was a fastball, but he was kind of leaning forward. Looked like he was maybe not so much out in front, it's just kind of leaning a little bit forward to get to that swing. Looked a little odd. 3-2 pitch. Tempted down and away. Did he go? Nope, did not. Draws a walk. So it's 1st and 3rd for Jeremy Eierman. Strikeout victim against Emmett Sheehan his first time up. Emmett Sheehan's final line, 2 2/3. 2 hits, 2 runs, both earned on the home run by Butler. 2 walks and 4 strikeouts. And we get another visit to the mound here. And 1st and 3rd, the runners. This second time through the order of the 8 hitters so far, with Eierman now coming to the plate, 4 of the 8 have walked. And, of course, Butler with a home run. Interesting, and the mound visit is noted. Between innings, Rockhounds pitching coach Chris Smith was having a lengthy discussion with our home plate umpire, who is Jared Molman. Wasn't necessarily overly animated. Pitched to the dirt, blocked nicely by Cartaya. 1 ball, no strikes. But it was fairly lengthy in between innings. Of course, you don't see that all that often at all. And when he departed the game, Emmett Sheehan was clearly not happy. So a discussion or two. One of them kind of long distance. The other was up close and personal. The 1-0 to Weyermann takes down and away. And again, Kartaya blocking that ball. Two balls, no strikes. Top of the order, Max Schumann on deck. Last of the fourth. Hounds trying to get their second win, trying to bookend it in this series, which Tulsa leads 4-1. It's a good ball club, by the way. 2-0 pitch, and that is hit high in the air, but foul. Jeremy launched one out here last night that, where the only question was fair or foul. Got out in front of this one a little bit. Two balls and a strike. For Logan Davidson and Jeremy Ironman, we'll see how things unfold in the series in Springfield and as we go forward from here. But, man, you just like to see each one of those. And I'm not trying to cheerlead here at all. Just you guys both in their third AA seasons, and they've got a ton of talent. Just love to see him get on a hot streak and see where you go from there. Pitch to the plate is blocked on a hop by Kartaya. Boy, if that's an issue for Diego, he has been very solid in this inning. And again, a couple of times he's blocked and stopped pitches with a runner at third. Boy, that one bounced well in front of the plate. Three balls, one strike. First and third, the runners. The batter, Jeremy Ironman. 3-1 pitch. Ball hit in the air to left center field, but drifting over with room is DeLuca, and he's got it for the out. Might have pulled a pitch a little bit on the maybe middle out. So hit it hard, but no damage done. No runs or hits. A couple of bases on balls, and two men are left on base. So in this series finale, we have played a full four innings now after four complete Village Car Wash score. The Rockhounds, 2. And the Tulsa Drillers, nothing.
If you love HEB, but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce. Get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, I do believe on this Sunday afternoon we have seen the arrival of the real Roiber Salinas. He was outstanding, goes four innings. No runs on two hits. Got some good defense behind him. Of course, the play by Brett Harris was in foul territory. That was brilliant, but the Rockhounds also turned a double play around the horn on a very sharply hit ball. But Salinas, really good. Four innings, no runs on two hits, no walks, and six strikeouts. Trey Schupak will relieve him. And this will be interesting. Trey really struggled against Tulsa earlier in this series. Pitch a high strike to Diego Kartaya. That was the inning in which Tulsa's first five batters all got base hits. In the seventh inning, a couple of nights ago, roller toward first, Davidson to play, Schupak to cover, high throw, nicely handled by the tall right-hander. Nicely done, 3-1 to play, good cover by Trey, throw a little high from Logan, but got there. No problem. Again, five consecutive base hits. The first of them, and it was Kartaya, ironically enough, who was the batter. And on that night in the seventh inning in game two of this series, he popped one up down the right field line, dropped for a double, and from there they hit the ball really hard. And eventually, again, five consecutive base hits. This one all the way back to the screen to Brandon Lewis for ball one. So we'll see what this Sunday afternoon will bring for Trey. Really likable guy. Breaking pitch just outside for a ball, 2-0. Missed some time due to injuries, and always kind of cool when you see a guy able to make his way back, which he has. Behind the count here to Brandon Lewis. Swinging a number foul toward the Rockhounds dugout into and scattering some folks in the Rockhounds dugout. In that seventh inning, I'll correct myself, it was game three of this series. The Rockhounds had a 3-0 lead, and Tulsa wiped it out with a three-run seventh. Pitch up and away for ball three. Three balls and one strike. So Trey faced just five batters in that inning. Check swing strike, and the count goes full now, 3-2. He had pitched in the sixth inning and hadn't given up, well, just a base on balls, but nothing else. But then in that seventh, the Drillers again really got to him for five consecutive hits, and that led to the turnaround of the game. Pitch, called third strike. Lewis looks at a pitch about knee-high, fastball outside edge. Didn't care for the call much. He said a little something, then walks away. Dre with a strikeout, and it's two men down. Seven strikeouts for Rockhounds pitching. The first, of course, for Shupak coming into the game. And here is Eddie's Leonard now. First pitch swing, pop up right side, foul ground. Logan Davidson near his own dugout. Yep, going to run out of room. That'll find its way way up on the screen. 0-1 to count. Top of the fifth inning. Rockhounds and the Drillers wrapping up their business. It's unusual, but Rockhounds do not go to Tulsa this season. I've already griped about that, so I won't gripe again. Love going to One Oak, so that... That scheduling didn't please me at all. There's a swing and a miss to the dirt, and it's 0-2. Oh, great yard, great people. Honest to goodness. That's not shining anybody's shoes, by the way. That's just upfront and honest. But the Drillers actually come back here a second time for a quick three-game series, and that's in July, the 14th, 15th, and 16th. Go figure. Pitch up and in, count 1-2. There are some interesting quirks every year in the schedule. The 1-2 pitch to Leonard. Swings in a high fly ball in a very shallow center field. Out, in fact, is second baseman Ironman. And Jeremy, yep, makes the call and the catch. Pop up, shallow center handled. So for Trey Shupak, redemption is his here in the fifth anyway with a 1-2-3, top half of inning number five. So the last of the fifth we go, Sunday afternoon baseball, old-fashioned style. Village Car Wash score, Rockhounds 2, Tulsa Drillers nothing.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're Bonnie there.
Ooh, yes. This tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Tulsa goes to the bullpen, and left-hander Lyle Lockhart will come on to pitch. Lyle took the loss the other night. In fact, all the way back, of course, to opening night. The Rockhounds winning on Tuesday. Drillers winning each of the last four. So the left-hander out of the bullpen, and he will face the top of the order in the bottom of the fifth inning. Max Schumann will lead it off. Max takes up and away for a ball, 1-0. 0-for-1, but he drew a walk, stole a base, and jogged in the rest of the way on the Lawrence Butler home run. Lawrence on deck, and that's the difference in the game. 2-0. Max takes up away off the glove of Cartaya back to the screen. Well, that one got away from him, but he blocked, what, two, three, four pitches with runner at third base in the last half inning. So if you're going to miss one, miss it with the bases empty. 2-0 set by Lockhart. Pitching that's up and away, and that's ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Lockhart making this his second appearance, and the Hounds really roughed him up in two innings. Seven hits, six runs, no walks, three strikeouts on Tuesday night. 3-0 pitch right there called strike. Max taking all the way, 3-1. Max Schumann, Lawrence Butler, and Brett Harris. Boy, talk about three guys who have been important in the game. Schumann set the table, and Butler delivered, and Harris a couple of terrific defensive plays, one of them sensational. 3-1, called strike two, got the outside corner with a backdoor pitch. Full count to the Rockhounds left fielder. Now he asks for time. I was about to say, Max, two strikes in the count. Come on now. Shade him a little bit the opposite way. Paez just shading a bit toward the opposite field, so pretty good gap in left center if Max goes that way, and he is a right-handed hitter. Long set. Lockhart's pitch. Nope, inside and low. Ball four. Well, we'll see if the burglar is back to it. Do have a left-hander on the mound now. That's five walks for Tulsa pitching. Two of them by Emmett Sheehan, and that was certainly a little out of profile. Tanner Dodson goes an inning in the third. No runs, no hits. Two walks, no strikeouts. Here's Lawrence Butler, launched his first double-A home run his last time up. And it was a thing of beauty. Schumann the lead, draws a throw. Let's see if I can track down a replay of it. When Lawrence hit it, again, his reaction, he turned, he watched it for just a moment. And I thought maybe it might have gone foul, but no, I think he knew he got it. Nubs this one foul on a big swing. 0-1 is the count. RBIs number 4 and 5 for the left-handed hitter, Atlanta, Georgia native. Drafted by the A's out of Westlake High School. The 0-1 set by the left-hander. Lockhart, another throw to first. Now, this is the first time we've seen that this year. That is two throws. So now, if Lockhart throws behind Schumann again, he has to get him, or Max would be awarded second base on a balk. And, of course, that's one of the reasons maybe stolen bases are up. Pitches inside and high for a ball, 1-1. That is an interesting rule change. And from a pace of game perspective, it's really understandable. You get into those casual tosses over to first and just a hello, how are you? But, well, you've got to be serious about it now. 1-1 swing and a missed fastball up and in, and Lawrence got jammed and tied up on that. One ball, two strikes. The bases are bigger. I really think that's more of a safety thing than a rate of success thing. I mean, they're 18 inches compared to 15 inches before. I don't know that that's something that's going to factor into percentages, but the throw to first rule doesn't. There goes Schumann. Swing and a miss. Butler's out. Throw right on the body. Boy, he just beat it. Boy, that is a stolen base for Max Schumann. His second of this game, his second of the season. Lawrence Butler out on strikes. And here is Brett Harris to the plate. To the strains of a group called The Outfield and a song called Your Love. It's probably the only walk-up song I can recognize. If I recall, they picked that for Brett when he got here without asking him. I don't know. I'll have to check on that. Maybe that's the one. I love it. I don't know. It's just something about it. You hear it almost every ballpark, every season, at some point. Pitch misses for ball one. 1-0. Runner in scoring position. One man down. Lockhart's pitch low and away for a ball, two balls and no strikes, so a walk and a whiff. Stolen base coming on strike three just a moment ago. So Max, two walks and two bits of thievery for the burglar. A 2-0, that is down in the dirt, ball three, 3-0 to Brett. Brett Harris, boy, he's had a ball game, a single, a walk, a steal, a nicely turned around-the-horn double play that he started in that brilliant over-the-shoulder catch in foul territory. Right-handed hitter. Crowds have played a little bit. Schumann the lead, set by Lockhart, 3-0 count. See if Brett has the green light or if he chooses to use it. Boy, pitch up, and that's ball four, and that got back to the backstop. Now that is ball four, and I am guessing a wild pitch. Don't think there's any doubt about that. I'm going to make sure we confirm it. But so a four-pitch walk, and ball four going all the way back to the backstop. And now it's first and third, and Greg Dykeman will be the batter, left-handed hitting right fielder. So Brett Harris on base all three times, plus two really good defensive plays. Really good Sunday afternoon. Greg Dykeman 0 for 2, although took a terrific play to retire him last time. Pitched down and away, and this time Cartaya slides to his left and blocks it nicely. One ball, no strikes. Well, that's an important block. If he doesn't block that ball, it's 3-0 with another runner in scoring position. Instead, first and third, which, of course, allows for the potential for the double play. The 1-0. Turned into it, up and in. Might appeal that, but nope, not going to get the call. Two balls, no strikes. Third base umpire is Felix Neon, and he is between the pitcher and the basically about where the shortstop would be. Tough to get an appeal on that from that angle. 2-0 stretch, first and third, pitched by Lockhart, bends it just off the inside corner. Wow, that could not have missed by much. So that's seven in a row out of the zone now. Schumann at third, Harris at first. Long set by Lockhart, pitch, and that is up high, and that's ball four. They are loaded up. Boy, it has been a walk festival of late. Brett Harris singled in the first inning. Lawrence Butler's two-run home run followed a walk to Max Schumann. But Butler's hit came in the third. The Rockhounds got a walk to Max Schumann just before that. So seven walks among the last 13 batters proffered up here by Tulsa pitching. And that is the third walk of the inning for Lockhart. And been kidding a little bit, of course, for Andy Paez and a couple of guys. You probably have to drag him to the bus kicking and screaming the offensive production they've had in this ballpark. But boy, Lyle Lockhart, probably no problem saying so long to West Texas. He has really struggled, and it's just two outings, but they are his first two of the season, so you know that's frustrating. It's like being in an over to start the season as a batter. But again, Lyle gave up six runs on seven hits on opening night of the series in two innings, and he has a strikeout and three walks here. Bases loaded for J.J. Schwarz. 2-0 Rockhounds. Stretch and pitch by Lockhart. Fastball outside part of the plate at 89. Give a pitching coach strike there, and it's 0-1. Schwarz at the plate. Cooper Bowman on deck. Dykeman at first, Harris at second, Schumann at third. All three guys run really well, especially Max. Pitch drops down low, ball one, one ball, one strike. J.J., a strikeout against Emmett Sheehan in the second inning, walked against Tanner Dodson in the fourth. Right-handed hitter against the lefty. Lockhart set, 1-1 count, bases full. Pitch to J.J., a nasty hook for a called strike. Big old bender right over the heart of the plate, 1-2. Lyle, 6-1, 2-10, out of Friendswood, Texas. Comes set, hands right at the belt. One ball, two strikes. Schwarz waits. Pitch by Lockhart. Little swinging bunt out in front of the plate. Cartaya trying to let it go foul, then picks up and throws. That'll be an RBI bounce out. Little swinging bunt up the first base line. J.J. will drive home a run on a 2-3 putout. Max Schumann comes across to score. So it'll be second and third. Boy, the Hounds really Frankenstein that run together. Three walks and a ball that went about, 30 feet maybe up the line. And now the batter, Cooper Bowman, second and third. Big batter here, 3-0 Hounds. And Lockhart delivers a high strike. Cooper asks about it. No balls, one strike. Bowman 0 for 2 with a fielder's choice and his sixth stolen base of the season in as many attempts. Harris at third, Dykeman at second, two men down, 0-1 pitch, and that floats over the heart of the plate. Another good breaking pitch from Lockhart. And since the visit to the mound, he has thrown strikes. 0-2, Bowman waits, second and third. Long set by the lefty. Pitch, bounced toward the line. That is a fair ball down the left field line. Cooper Bowman, he will deliver a two-run double. Bowman will hold on at second, make it 5-0 on an 0-2, two-run double, left field line, Cooper Bowman. And, man, that is a frustrating, I'm sure, A.B., as far as Lyle Lockhart is going, is that he got ahead of Bowman, 0-2, and Cooper just took it inside the bag, sharply hit, turned on it, drove it down the left field line. Brett Harris comes across to score, as does Greg Dykeman. So it is 5-0 Rockhounds. Lockhart's pitch swung on and missed by Logan Davidson, 0-1. So he has walked three batters in the inning. They have all come across to score. The dribbler off the bat of J.J. and then the sharply hit double into left field corner by Bowman. Swing and a miss as Logan comes up empty in a 0-2. Boy, and the difference, that's why you say that with 0-2, second and third and two men down, that is a big pitch or two. And in this case, it goes the batter's way as Cooper Bowman drives in his fifth and sixth runs of the season, had a two-run home run last night. Logan Davidson waits. Runner goes. Pitch is taken down and in. Stolen base for Cooper. Well, the Hounds are running again. Second of the game, seventh of the season in as many attempts. Well, the Hounds are running here this Sunday afternoon. One ball, two strikes to Logan. Runner at third, two men down. And a swing and a miss on a pitch down and in. And a frustrating start to the year for Logan as he is out on strikes. But the Rockhounds put three on the board. They do it on the strength of just one base hit. Three runs, one hit, three walks, no errors, and one man left on base. Give you some totals coming up, but we have played five, and the Rockhounds have the advantage. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 5, Tulsa nothing.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who could say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment. Made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
The Hounds looking for a little Tulsa turnaround here after the Drillers have won the last four games of this series. The Hounds have gotten a long ball from Lawrence Butler. They've done some running on the base paths. Frankenstein to three spot in the bottom half of the fifth, and the Hounds lead this game by the score of 5-0 over Tulsa. Through five, the Drillers have no runs, two base hits, and no errors. The Rockhounds have five runs on three hits, no errors. Bases on balls have really hurt Tulsa pitching. Trey Schupach back to the mound. Jose Ramos takes down and away, 8-9-1 in the order. Ramos, infield single his first time up, bouncer to third, and he does it again, but this time in foul territory. Brett Harris will make that play. Bryson Brigham, Brigman, excuse me, Bryson, Bob, the guy's hitting 600. He's 6 for 10. Got to get his name right, Bryson Brigman on deck. Then Johnny DeLuca at the top of the order. A two-run home run by Lawrence Butler in the third. Now, that home run was preceded by a walk, and that's when the walk issue began. Delivery swung on and popped in the air. Foul ball back and out of play. One ball and two strikes. Seven walks in 13 batters, beginning with Max Schumann in the third inning. And four of them came across to score. Called third strike, and Ramos, I think, knew it. He's walking away. Trey Schupak with his second strikeout, the eighth of the ball game for the staff. And again, Roiber Salinas, a really good start. Top 10 prospect for the A's, acquired via trade from Atlanta, the Sean Murphy trade. And Roiber goes the first four. He was not involved in the decision, or will not be. Here is Brigman, and Bryson takes a called strike, 0-1. But four innings, just two hits, one an infield single, no walks, and six strikeouts. Pitch swung on, popped in the air, foul ball out of play, 0-2 to Brigman. Trey Schupak on in relief here. Tulsa heads for home. They're going to host the Wichita Wind Surge. Six games beginning Tuesday in Tulsa at One Oak Field. Pitch up high to Brigman for ball one. A good series. Rockhounds travel to Springfield, Missouri. They'll head out right after the game. Pitch swung on, fouled away. I will tag along a little later. Yep, we will bring you road games again. That first series we were not with you, but that was the only such occurrence, and by design. But we'll see you from Springfield on Tuesday evening. Rockhounds back home a week from Tuesday. Pitch down and away, 2-2. In fact, Hounds have a two-week homestand coming up. Almost everything is 1 week at a time, and Hounds will be home to host Corpus Christi and Frisco. Man, it's another really good ball club. Pitch down and away, 3-2. Boy, in the last 30 seconds, the wind has changed and the weather has changed. A little swinging bunt up the third baseline, but it will dribble foul. Brett Harris will touch it there. The wind, for the moment, has gone away, and the sun going behind a cloud. So a calm afternoon all of a sudden. Three-two count second time to Bryson Brigman. Struck out his first time, 0-for-1, but 6-for-10. And now he will draw a base on balls. Trey Schupak delivers that one up high. First walk of the game issued by the Rockhounds, and that'll bring up Johnny DeLuca at the top of the order. Springfield playing a doubleheader today at Arkansas. They were rained out, or at least inclement weather yesterday, so they're playing a double dip on getaway day. Of course, that's the North Division. Most of the trips within the North are very short. Check swing, strike to DeLuca, 0-1. Johnny flew out to fairly deep center field, a well-hit ball to start the game, and popped out on a really good play by Jeremy Ironman at shallow right field, the second baseman making a great play in shallow right center to end the third with a man on base. Schupak's pitch. Down the middle of it, maybe a bit high, one ball, one strike. Each second baseman has saved a run in this game with a nice play to end an inning with a runner in scoring position. Schupak's pitch. That'll find the outside corner at the knees. 90-mile-an-hour fastball. One ball, two strikes. Perfectly placed. I think everything is underway today. Everybody playing in the afternoon today in the Texas League. Most everybody does that at least in April, maybe in May. We do it all year long. Here's a swing and a miss, and DeLuca out on strikes. Two strikeouts, sandwiched around a walk in the inning. Third strikeout for Trey, ninth for the ball club. There is Yorba Divas. 1-for-2, and he has had some glove work deluxe in this game. Springfield, in fact, has jumped all over Arkansas. 10-3, top of the fifth, scheduled for 7 in the double dip, first game. Pitch just up and in to the left-handed hitting Driller's second baseman. Frisco. Well, San Antonio, they went and made them mad last night. San Antonio beat Frisco 4-1 last night. Frisco leading 7-1 today. Pitch inside corner called strike. San Antonio has won two of the first five games of that series, but Frisco won three games in a row Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday by a combined score of 22-1, and they lead today 7-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Right there for a strike. Taking all the way was Vivas. Count goes 1-2. Corpus Christi leading Amarillo 5-0 at Hodgetown, no less. And Northwest Arkansas is leading Wichita 7-3. They're in the early going in Wichita, Kansas. The 1-2 pitch, up high for a ball, 2-2. San Antonio, I had mentioned this earlier. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and that is just inside ball three. Hounds lead this game 5-0, but they have only three base hits. Six of the 10 teams in the league are hitting .232 or less. Tulsa on the strength of their tremendous performance in the first five games of this series, hitting .335 in this series. They are now .292 coming into the game. That is the top average for a team in the Texas League. San Antonio, give you their team batting average through eight games time called. We have a pitch clock violation. Yep, we do. That'll go against Trey, and that is ball four, I do believe. Yep, there we go. For a moment, Vivas didn't drop the bat. Now he does. Pitch clock violation resulting in ball four. Crowd, of course, will hoot at that a little bit. So it is two men on and two men down, but you don't want to do that because that means Andy Pias will come to the plate. And he is, and again, this is facetious, but it's also actually true. He's 0-2 in this game, which means he's way overdue. He has been the dominant bat in this series. San Antonio, as a team coming into this game through eight, into this day rather, in eight games, 165. Pitch to the corner, strike at the outside corner at the knees, 0-1 to Pias. Right-handed hitter is Andy. Two on, two out. Now, bases on balls have been a big factor. And the Rockhounds putting runs on the board. Couple of walks here. Pias swings, fouls it back, 0-2. Hounds hitting just .211. Wichita, for example, just .218. Springfield, .224. I mean, nobody's really knocking it all over the yard. Tulsa, Amarillo, and Arkansas hitting the ball at .284 or better. It's pretty doggone good for teams. A swing and a miss. Pajes out on strikes. Well, how about that? 0-3 and a huge strikeout for Trey Shupak, who strikes out his fourth batter, walked a couple in the inning, but he gets Pajes with two on and two men out, no runs or hits. No errors and two men left. Well, what do we say? This game will keep you humble. Well, he has been so good in the series as Andy Pias, but 0-3 today and retired here. To the bottom of the sixth we go. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 5, and the Tulsa Drillers nothing.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
Well, the Hounds lead the Drillers, trying to in the win column before this series goes into the books. Tulsa has already clinched the series, winning four consecutive games. On the Hounds with a 5-0 advantage here this afternoon as Daryl Hernaez will stand in. Hernaez, Ironman, and Schumann, 8-9-1 in the Rockhounds order. Lyle Lockhart back for his second inning at work, and Hernaez will stand in. 0-1 with a walk on the afternoon as the Hounds shortstop. A set in pitch, and that bounces to the plate. One ball, no strikes. Lockhart pitching from the belt. Left-hander set, leg kick and pitch to Hernaez. Got the outside corner for a strike. One ball and one strike. We just had a pitch clock violation that resulted in a base on balls. And, of course, doesn't matter if it's ball four, strike three, or anything in between. Pitch clock violation is just that. Pitch down low, 2-1. Our Astound Communications, Astound Broadband, Road to the Show, part one anyway, involves a former Tulsa driller. And a good one, by the way. 2-1 pitch. Oh, it just missed down and away. Three balls, one strike to Hernaez. And a pitch clock violation, look, it, I am all for the pitch clock. I really am. There are times, of course, I know it gets a little dicey. Late game situations, et cetera. But it is what it is, and I love it. The pitch up high, ball four. Boy, walks have just been an issue. Jeremy Ironman now comes to the plate. Now, he's the number nine hitter in the order. Beginning with Max Schumann, top of the order in the third. This will be two times through the batting order. And that is eight walks against 17 batters since the third inning and the third time through. Pitch down low to Jeremy Ironman for ball one. Had to make sure on that count, but that's correct. And of those walks, four of them have scored. The other run coming on Lawrence Butler's two-run home run, the guy who he brought in walked, and that was Max Schumann. Pitch a called strike to Jeremy Ironman. Cody Bellinger was a member of the 2016 Drillers. Went on to become the National League MVP with the Dodgers in 2019. And, of course, after that, boy, he just hasn't hit the way he's capable. Here's the 1-1. Check swing. And then he went up upon appeal. He did go. A ball and two strikes. Cody, of course, no longer with the Dodgers. Now a member of the Chicago Cubs, and the Cubs are playing the Dodgers in Dodger Stadium this weekend in a series. It's a classic, isn't it? Cubs-Dodgers, 1-2, toss over to first. Cody was greeted really warmly at Dodger Stadium before the game, as I understand, and before the opener got a standing ovation. But he also got a standing ovation when he came to the plate for the first time as a member of the Cubs. First time up in the game, standing O. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Up and away for a ball. So, I mean, the fans are giving him an ovation, so he took a moment, as I think anybody would, just basically to acknowledge. And in doing so, got a pitch clock violation. Now, come on. See, now that one I think is wrong. That should have been special dispensation. Pitch up and away for a ball, 3-2. Boy, again. Daryl Hernaez is the base runner. Now a left-hander on the mound, but Daryl runs well, has three steals. And the Hounds have been running in this game. Is he going on 3-2? Long set, Lockhart, throw to first base. Max Schumann stole a base in the third inning. Brett Harris stole one moments later, still in the third. And Cooper Bowman has stolen two. Max Schumann then stole a second base. So the Hounds have five steals in the game. Hernaez dances off the bag, doesn't go. Pitch just outside, ball four. So, again, as Schumann now comes to the plate, Max walked in the third inning. He is the top of the order. Jeremy Ironman, the number nine guy, just walked. So that's twice through the order since Max walked in the third. I want to make sure here. That is nine walks in 18 batters. Pitched to Max, tried to bunt, popped it up. He will talk to himself for a week. Oh, Cartaya can't hang it. Can't hang on to it. He pounds the ground in disappointment. Well, I don't know if that'll be an error or not. Or just a dropped ball. Can call it an error. Don't know. Maybe not the easiest of plays. One, I think you, frankly, I think you probably should have made, so we'll see. But I don't see any indication from Steve, so our official score. So just 0-1 to Max, but we got away with one there. Guy who can usually drop that bunt down, but did not get it down, popped it up. Well, one count, first and second. Now swings away, comes up empty. Now, what did the man once say? Oh, those bases on balls. Wow, 18 batters, 9 of them walked. To state the obvious, that's half of them. 0-2 pitch, got him. Called third strike with a backdoor pitch. Well, for Lyle Lockhart, maybe justice is served there. As the bunt was not handled, so he comes back, gets a strikeout. I'd rather have that anyway, so strikeout, Max is retired. That'll bring up Lawrence Butler. He is 1-for-3, but the one was a big one. Two-run home run. Rock Counts getting three more in the fifth. Lead runner goes. Throw to third is close, but not in time. Stolen base for Darryl Hernandez. That is his fourth of the season. The Rock Counts have stolen a half dozen bases in this game. Did not steal a base in the first four. Got one last night from Cooper Bowman. And six in this game. Bowman and Schumann, two each. Harris and Hernandez each with a steal. First and third. 0-1 count. Pitch to Lawrence. Bouncing ball foul wide of first base. So 0-2 is the count. By the way, cool moment. Just a... about a minute or so ago, Brett Harris coming to the on-deck circle. There's a group of kids, maybe a family, first row right next to the Rockhounds dugout and through the screen, a little knuckle-to-knuckle five greeting. Brett Harris, a couple of the kids. That's cool. Pitch blocked by Cartaya. Well, he's had a drop here or there, but he's also blocked pitches a bunch of times with a runner at third base. He just did it again there on a pitch in the dirt, blocked it with Hernandez at third. A ball and two strikes to Lawrence Butler. Runners at the corners, one man down, bottom of the sixth. It's 5-0 Rockhounds. Breaking pitch, line drive, right field, base hit. That breaking pitch hung up a little bit, and Lawrence pulled it. It was on the outside part of the plate, but he reached out and yanked it. And a right field RBI single. Three ribbies for Lawrence Butler. Rockhounds have six runs, and Lawrence has driven in half of them. And the stolen base comes up big there, Hernandez. Scoring from third base. And that'll bring up Brett Harris. Brett has singled, walked twice, stolen a base, and scored a run. And played outstanding defense here this afternoon. First and second. Breaking pitch to the knees on the inside corner for a strike. Brett thought that might have been down and in. Says something. I'm guessing that in general, the strike zone has not been well received by the guys on the diamond today in general. 0-1 count. Lyle Lockhart's pitch, ground ball, third base might be 2-0. Bobbled and getting to the bag for the out at third is Lewis. I'm guessing Brandon might have glanced to see if he had any chance to get Lawrence Butler. Butler, by the way, runs really well. So out at third is Jeremy Eierman. Force out three, a third baseman, rather, so five unassisted. Butler advances to second base, and Brett Harris will reach on a fielder's choice. First and second, two men down, one run in. And the batter will be Greg Dykeman. 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. Lefty-lefty matchup. Lockhart delivers high and away for a ball, 1-0. Greg Dykeman, a strikeout against Emmett Sheehan in the first. Bounced out on a run-saving play to end the third inning with Vivas making the terrific play at second. Swing and a miss, chases one down, one ball, one strike. Moritz Butler had three RBIs on the season coming in. He has doubled that total today. J.J. Schwarz has an RBI and Cooper Bowman a couple. Boy, Lawrence Butler is wearing, he's wearing orange spikes today, and man, I mean, you can spot those from a satellite. Man, those are bright. Pitch down and away for a ball. Two balls, a strike to Greg Dykeman. So the Hounds expanding the lead here, 6-0, last of inning number six. Boy, Lyle Lockhart has had a tough two outings. He's given up 10 runs. 2-1 pitch. Oh, just missed with a breaking ball. Three balls, one strike. And again, of those nine walks, five of the nine who walked have scored. Going back to the third inning. The only one not, of course, is Butler with a home run. Swing and a miss. Greg Dykeman chases a breaking pitch this time. And the count goes 3-2. Full count, first and second, two men down. Lefty-lefty matchup. Lockhart looking for the exit sign. Runners, well, they will not go as he steps away. Looking back at second. Now Lyle looks in for the sign. Kartaya flashes back out at him. And three balls, two strikes to count. Dykeman waits. Long set. Runners go. Pitch taken. No, just down and away. Boy, Lockhart thought he had a strikeout. Boy, that is 10 walks now. 10 walks of the last 22 batters.
Catcher J.J. Schwarz.
And J.J. Schwarz is going to get another visit out to the mound here from the Tulsa dugout. Check Lockhart's numbers. Yep, I'm cheating him out of a walk on my card. He has six of those, again, 10 walks. The last 22 hitters, my goodness. I'm talking about Cody Bellinger, by the way. Again, he had the former Tulsa driller. The pitch clock violation while acknowledging a standing ovation, that really just does not sound right. And yesterday, he made a sensational play in center field. Of course, he has done that multiple times at Dodger Stadium because that used to be his home. But he's wearing a Cubs uniform now, and he absolutely robbed Jason Hayward of a home run, leaped up and reached over the center field wall, brought the ball back in, and they booed him. but he took it well. He kind of smiled about it. But, man, times change. Wearing the wrong uniform now. And Cody Bellinger, 2019 NL MVP, pitching inside, ball one to J.J. Schwarz with the bases now loaded. So Brett Harris now down at second base, Lawrence Butler at third after the walk to Dykeman. Pitch swung on and missed. J.J. can't catch the breaking pitch, one ball, one strike. Now the Hounds trying to really put some distance now between them and the drillers, and boy, they know. Tulsa has rallied back twice in the last three nights. And in fact, three times in the series. The 1-1 pitch. Drops down low for a ball. 2-1. J.J. a strikeout in the second. He walked in the fourth, and just kind of a swinging bunt that brought home a run with the bases loaded in the fifth, an RBI. Looking for his first hit of the year, but has a couple of ribbies. Two balls and one strike. Lockhart set. Pitch swung on. Hard hit. Left field. Toward the corner. That ball's going to get down. Over to pick it off is DeLuca. He will turn and throw back in. But there's your first hit of the season for J.J. And it drives in a pair. And the Rockhounds are rocking and rolling. It's 8-0 here in the sixth inning. J.J. turned on that thing. Line drive. Left field toward the corner. Brings home Lawrence Butler and Brett Harris and sends Greg Dykeman all the way around to third base. Going to tough outing again. Just a tough stay here in West Texas for Lyle Lockhart. JJ, three runs batted in now in this game. And the Rockhounds lead it 8-0. Boy, Lyle has now been touched up for six runs in each of his two appearances here. Pitch up high to Cooper Bowman for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Boy, walks have factored in. Couple of big swings of the bat. Two-run double by Cooper Bowman in the fifth. Two-run double by J.J. here. And, of course, two-run home run by Lawrence Butler earlier. Cooper Bowman at the plate pops this one up left side. Actually, the ball's going to drift toward fair territory, and it is going to be the first baseman, Vargas, who makes the catch. I'm watching Diego Cartaya. And, boy, that ball, that actually eluded him, but a good alert play. Vargas makes the play in foul territory and handles the pop foul. Well, that thing went straight up in the air. Thought it might be going toward the third base side. It was near the plate, and it kind of caromed or that makes that airborne little banana shape track back down to terra firma. And Vargas is the man who will tuck it away, but the Rockhounds get three more runs on the board here in the sixth inning. We'll go to the top of the seventh, get you a total of two in a moment. Village Car Wash score now reads the Rockhounds 8 and the Tulsa Drillers 0.
EIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get five tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the seventh, and even Al Vargas fouls first pitch back. Tripped all over myself trying to describe a pop foul, so Vargas, the guy who caught it, he had less trouble with it than I did, standing in and takes down in here, one ball and one strike. It's a good play by the Tulsa first baseman on that pop-up to end the inning. He swings and misses at the 1-1 offering from Trey Schupak, and the count goes 1-2. Emmanuel Vargas, followed by Diego Cartaya and Brandon Lewis, middle third of the order here in the seventh. 1-2 pitch, just missed from Schupak, maybe a bit high, two balls and two strikes. Emmanuel 0-2. Pitch is up and in here, ball three, three balls, two strikes. Can't say he was robbed his last time up, but again, it was a brilliant play, but in foul ground by Brett Harris. Schupak delivers. Well, that's down and in. Ball four. Three walks for Trey against four strikeouts. His third inning of work. And here is Diego Cartaya. Diego 0-2. He has struck out swinging and bounced out first base to pitcher. Rockhounds have activity now behind Trey Schupak and Chris Smith. The Rockhounds pitching coach will come out for a visit. By the way, quick Astound Broadband Road to the Show Part 2 mentioned Cody Bellinger, the former Tulsa Driller. Guy who is so good, and well, you just like to see him, even if he's not an Angels fan, but you'd love to see him get a chance in the playoffs. He's so good. Mike Trout, best player of his generation, one would think. Another milestone for Mike Trout yesterday. He doubled against the Red Sox at Fenway. That's his 300th career double. I'm going to give you the number behind that in a moment. Here's Cartaya now. conversation over on the mound. Swings and lines it, but foul down the left field side, out of play, 0-1. Mike Trout becomes the fourth player all time with at least 300 career doubles, home runs, and steals by his age 31 season. If that doesn't sound impressive, I'll give you the rest of the list and you'll get the point. Swinging a tapper back toward the mound, Shupak to play. Oh, he bobbled. He'll have to go to first base. Pounds his right fist into his glove. You know he wanted to get the lead runner, just bobbled the ball, so Cartaya reaches on a 1-3 putout. Advancing to second is Vargas, and here is Brandon Lewis, and that's going to be it for Tread. But again, after giving up the five consecutive base hits in his second inning of work in game two of this series, and he gets some pats on the back from his infielders, and again, really, this kind of guy you love having on your team, and Trey Shupak, a very good outing here. He'll go 2 1/3. Does not give up a base hit. No runs, but he's responsible for the man on base. He did walk three batters. Walks have been pretty common here of late. And he struck out four. So Trey Shupak, going 2 1/3. Now he will head toward the dugout, and the Rockhounds will go to the bullpen. Leading by the score of 8-0 in this game. It should have been three big swings of the bat. Lawrence Butler has a couple of those. As the Hounds have built the 8-0 lead now. And the pitcher will be Trace. That it's Trace and Kubel. I could not spot that number. Every time I looked, he turned, thought it was Trace, but wanted to make sure. So Trace and Kubel will make the appearance here out of the Rockhounds bullpen. Trace makes his third appearance. 5.40 ERA. Struggled a bit his last time out. So he will try to do just what Trey Shupak did, and that is reverse his fortunes against the Drillers as he comes on here in the seventh inning. It'll be a man at second base with one man out, and he'll face Brandon Lewis. There we go. Now we've got it. Mike Trout, again, his age 31 season, has 300 career doubles, 300 career homers, 200 stolen bases or more. He got his 300th double yesterday. The only other three players to do that by their age 31 seasons: Barry Bonds, Alex Rodriguez, and Willie Mays. The stat may not jump out at you, but if those names are the only other ones on the list, that's a heck of a list. Breaking pitch, swung on and missed, 0-1 to Brandon Lewis. Mike Trout, and of course, well, Mike has done it honestly. Willie Mays did it honestly. The other two, A-Rod and Barry Bonds, I'll leave that up to you. But they did it, and that's a heck of a list. Called strike outside corner as Trayson floats one over the outside edge, 0-2. Brandon Lewis, a tough afternoon. He has struck out twice. Runner at second, Imanol Vargas. Lewis at the plate. Eddie's Leonard is the on-deck batter. 0-2 stretch. Pitch by Kubo. Listed high and foul. As Lewis off to the right now to play. Our Astound Broadband Road to the Show. Now, I was looking at Cody Bellinger and just looked at his numbers. That 2019 MVP season hit better than 300. And, boy, just the average just dropped off the edge of the table after that. It's just hard to understand. Pitch up high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Cody hit 23 home runs as a member of the Drillers in 2016. And now, of course, with the Cubs and back home at Dodger Stadium this weekend. 1-2 pitch. Lifted high in the air. Left center field. Lawrence Butler drifting in toward his right. And he's got it for the out. The runner will bluff. Will not tag. Boy, good thing he didn't throw on one hop to third base. Fly ball off Brandon Lewis's bat, handled by center fielder Lawrence Butler. Two men down in the Drillers' seventh, and here's Eddie's Leonard. Leonard. right-hand hitter, 0 for 2. He has struck out and popped out the second baseman, Jeremy Eierman. Both second basemen have made at least one really good play in this game, and Brett Harris has been terrific at third. Long two hopper out towards shortstop. Hernandez makes the play, and a backhanded pick by Logan Davidson on a throw that was a little bit wide. Good play by Logan. Leonard hit that sharply. Top spin bouncer deep at shortstop. Hernandez's throw bounced, and it was backhanded at first base by Logan. So no runs, no hits, a base on balls, and one man left. And so for Trey Schupach, who is the pitcher of record, 2 1/3 innings, no runs, no hits, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts, and he remains the pitcher of record. Drillers will go to the bullpen. We'll go to our 7th inning stretch and a little bit of non-Googleable trivia as the fans here rise for Take Me Out to the Ball Game with our Village Car Wash score, Rockhounds 8, then the Tulsa Drillers nothing.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The 7th inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Left-hander John Rooney will come on to pitch for Tulsa. And for Lyle Lockhart, will have no trouble at all getting on the bus after the stay here. He just had a really, really rough series, and it happens to everybody. In this case, it happened to Lyle. And he goes 4 innings in 2 different stints, going 2 innings each time. And he gave up 6 runs each time. In this game, 2 innings, 3 hits, 6 runs, all earned, 6 walks, 2 strikeouts. I'm cheating him, 3 strikeouts. Put that on the card, but boy, again, just a rough stint. And John Rooney will face the bottom third of the Rockhounds order, beginning with Logan Davidson. Just made a really nice pick on that throw at first base to Logan. Daryl Hernandez will follow, and then Jeremy Eierman, and we have a pitch clock violation. Well, welcome to the game, John Rooney. So 1 ball, no strikes. And now, hopefully the umpire calling time is Jared Mollman. Now we'll get back to it. 1-0 the count. Logan 0 for 3, a line out to second base, a bounce out to second, and a strikeout. Swing and a miss here, 1-1. Get our non-Googleable trivia one for you as well. One of the dumbest team names of all time. He's a swing, a looping line drive to left field. DeLuca coming on, he'll make the play. So Logan will line out. And a half looper, half liner to left field. DeLuca tracks that down. Here's Daryl Hernandez. In 1895, a team owner named George Vanderbeck decided to name his team the Creams. C-R-E-A-M-S, the Creams. Why? Here's your stupid reason. Pitch inside for a ball, 1-0 to Daryl, who is 0 for 1, 2 walks, a steal, and a run scored. He named his team the Creams because he said they were going to be the cream of the league. Yeah, right. 1-0 pitch, swung on and missed. And boy, he went after it, did Hernandez. The team apparently was not the cream of the league. That name lasted only one season. But that was 1895. The team is still around. Pitched a high strike, and the count goes 1-2. The team at the time was a minor league team. That league became the Western League, became the American League. The team is still in the American League and is still around some 130 years later. A swing and a miss in Hernandez. Boy, just tied up in a knot on that one. John Rooney strikes him out. Well, he struck him out on 3 pitches on a 1-2 pitch after the pitch clock violation. Here's Jeremy Eierman, nobody on and 2 men down. The team actually got its current name, which it has had since 1901, because of a newspaper headline. Delivery up high and away to Jeremy Ironman, 1-0. Jeremy 0-2. He has struck out, lined to left, and walked. The team was managed, I'm guessing, by a guy named Strouthers in the late 1800s. Pitch up high, 2-0. And a writer for a Detroit newspaper, Philip Reed, headlined his story about the Creams. Here's the 2-0 pitch, the Creams. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Creams Baseball. No way. He said, as Jeremy takes a strike, it's 2-1. Strouthers Tigers showed up very nicely. That was the headline. They wrote differently back then. 2-1 pitch, line drive toward the left field corner. Fair or foul, it is a fair ball, Jeremy Ironman. That'll be a stand-up double. He homered last night, he doubles tonight. First two base hits of the season for Jeremy, and he ripped them both. Line drive, left field corner. Said it earlier, just from a baseball fan standpoint, Logan Davidson, Jeremy Ironman, you just love to see them just get it cranked up a little bit, see where they can take it. Both very talented players. Jeremy, as we have mentioned, too, about to have a bit of a homecoming. He went to Missouri State, which is located in Springfield, Missouri, and that's where the Hounds are bound. Here's Max Schumann now, runner in scoring position. Max swings and fouls it back. Yep, the Detroit Tigers, still very much around, were actually never intended anyway to be named the Tigers, but that headline, Philip Reed writing that the Creams, the Strouthers team, Strouthers Tigers, showed up very nicely. Describing a baseball game, swing, fly ball, right field, off the bat of Schumann, and that ball's going to chance, that's going to do damage, hits the bullpen fence, caroms diagonally, that's going to be a triple. Max in full stride, coming around second, there'll be no throw, slides into third, RBI triple, 9-0 Rockhounds on a triple for Max Schumann. Almost drove the ball into the bullpen. Instead, it kicked off the bullpen fence, got diagonally away from Jose Ramos. Jeremy Ironman, of course, scored with ease, and Max with his second triple already of 2023. Well hit ball opposite field. Pitch outside here for a ball. 1-0 to Lawrence Butler. Lawrence is 2-for-4, a home run, a single, and three ribbies. Max Schumann now 1-for-3, but on base three times, has scored two, driven in one, and has two steals. Lawrence with a swing and a miss, and the count 1-1. So the Hounds have expanded this lead now to 9-0 over the Drillers. A swing and a miss, the count goes 1-2 to the left-handed hitter. Lawrence wearing those electric orange spikes. Rockhounds wearing the orange jerseys over the white baseball pants this afternoon. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss, and he chased one down and away. So the inning over, but not before the Rockhounds add to the lead. Max Schumann with his second triple of the season. So Ironman and Schumann go back-to-back with extra base hits, and the Rockhounds have extended the lead. Give you some numbers coming up. Our Village Car Wash score of the game. Through seven complete, the Rockhounds 9, the Tulsa Drillers nothing.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Tulsa's going to take the series, but the Rockhounds are on a roll on a Sunday afternoon in West Texas. A 9-0 Rockhounds lead. Line score looks like this. Tulsa, no runs, 2 hits, and no errors, 0-2 and 0 for Tulsa. Rockhounds, 9 runs, 7 hits, no errors, 9-7-0. Lawrence Butler has the game's only home run and 3 runs driven in, but the Hounds have gotten really nice production pretty much throughout the order. Jose Ramos takes a breaking pitch strike from Trayson Kubo for a called strike one. So Trayson pitching here in the top of the 8th inning, relieved Trey Schupach in the 7th. Fires up high, 94 with a fastball from the right-hander, 1-1. Lawrence Butler, a 2-run home run, broke a scoreless tie in the 3rd. Rockhounds got 3 more in the 5th inning. 2-run double by Cooper Bowman highlighting that inning. Pop up, right side, foul ground. With his glasses glistening, Logan Davidson looking for it. That ball goes back into the seats. And when somebody tried to make a catch, and that's sometimes a little dangerous. Maybe a collision between fans, but they hug. Okay, I guess everything is just fine. And very friendly. We'll go no further there. Thank you. 1-2 to Ramos, right-handed hitter. So 9-0 is the score. Pitch way up high, ball 2-2 from Trayson. Hounds got 3 more in the 6th. An RBI single by Lawrence Butler and a 2-run double by J.J. Schwarz. And the RBI triple by Max Schumann, bringing home Jeremy Eierman, who doubled a moment ago. Pitch low and in, ball 3-2. The Rockhounds still have more runs than hits. There has not been an error in the game. Bases on balls were absolutely pivotal in this game. There's a swing and a high fly ball to left field. Boy, the wind, I think, is going to keep it. Nope, that ball's going to get out. Yeah, it is gone. High over the wall and left, Jose Ramos will break the goose egg with a drive over the high wall in left field. I was watching Max Schumann, who turned and looked for a moment as if he was having a chance at the catch. There's a little bit of breeze that is picked back up again, but boy, not enough to keep that one in the yard. Jose Ramos, solo home run, his first of the year. And Bryson Brigman, the batter, but a towering home run from Ramos, who continues to have a really good series. Ramos is 2-for-3 in this game. The Drillers have 3 hits. Jose has 2 of them. So he is 10-for-18 in the series, and now with a home run, a swing, and Brigman fouls this away, and the count is 0-1. Watching the trajectory on that fly ball, I was trying to watch Max a little bit, because, of course, you kind of keep your eye on an outfielder. Ball hit high and deep. Boy, that got over the wall by a bit. Brigman swings and dribbles one up toward the first base bag in foul territory, 0-2. Top of the order, Johnny DeLuca and Yorbit Vivas will follow now here in the 8th inning. 9-1 the score. Ramos with his 5th RBI to go with his first home run of the season. Kubo's pitch. Fastball sneaks high for a ball. 1-2. Wind is not nearly as inward as it was to start the game. It's really right to left, foul pole to foul pole, but that was still hit through the wind. That ball really well hit. Inside out swing and a base hit for Brigman. He has had an outstanding series in his first week as a member of the Drillers. And Johnny DeLuca, the batter. Brigman 1-for-2 in this game. 7-for-11 in the series. And joined the team out of extended spring training and he has enjoyed himself. Here's Johnny DeLuca, 0-for-3. Takes up and in. Ball 1 from Trayson Kubo. So Trayson, who the Drillers got to a little in his last outing, giving up a home run here. Got a couple of outs to get out of the 7th. 1 on, nobody out. Top of the order. DeLuca tempted, doesn't go. Pitch down and away. Appeal, but nope, did not go. Jared Moleman behind home plate from Brenham, Texas. Ty Krause, our crew chief from Glendale, Arizona at first. And Felix Noel from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic at third base. Top of the eighth. It's now 9-1. DeLuca waits in a 2-0 count. And Trayson misses inside ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Jordan Vivas and Andy Páez will follow here in the eighth inning. 3-1 count. Kubo's pitch. That's a strike of the knees. Three balls and one strike. DeLuca on the season, 231 coming into the game, over three in this one. Swings ground ball sharply hit just wide of the bag at third, and the count will go full, 3-2. In the Texas League, boy, Frisco, they now lead San Antonio 11-1. They will win four out of six. San Antonio winning twice in that series. They won the opener and won last night 4-1. In the other four games, the Rough Riders have just demolished the Missions. Pitch up high. That's ball four. So Trace and Kubo give up a home run, a single, and now a walk here in the eighth inning. If that game were to end right where it is, Frisco's margin of victory in their four wins at San Antonio this week would be 33-2. Of course, a win is a win. San Antonio winning two games. The Missions have only two hits in that game, and again, they were hitting 165 coming into the game. Amazing. Pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. I'm mentioning San Antonio earlier in this series. They were the opponent for Tulsa at One Oak Field in the quick three-game season-opening series. And the Missions took one game. The Drillers took two out of three from San Antonio. The 1-0 pitch, and that's up high for a ball, so Kubo's struggling a bit, and the Hounds are going to get activity going, and Chris Smith will come out of the dugout with the Rockhounds pitching coach. Dennis Higgins, the outstanding voice of the Drillers, saying that that roster for San Antonio, they are the Padres' AA affiliate. And Padres, of course, have done some dealing in not only those huge free agent contracts they have signed, but they've also traded some players. And apparently right now at the AA level, a lot of guys who are minor league free agent signings to fill that roster at the AA level, and the guys upper 20s, et cetera. And, boy, right now they're just not swinging the bats. 165 coming into that game today for San Antonio, and they're down 11-1. 2-0 pitch, swung on to behind here to center. Butler going back and still back, reaches up and cannot make the play. The ball off the wall in straightaway center field. That is going to score one run and put runners at second and third. That thing was tattooed. Jordan Vivas has had an outstanding series, as several guys have, including Andy Páez. Now, he's hitless today, but he has been terrific. And Vivas absolutely drilled that. That was straightaway center field. Butler made a good effort to try to get there, could not make the catch. Brigman will come around easily to score. RBI for Vivas is his seventh of the season. He's 2-for-3 in this game and 10-for-24 in the series, so he has been terrific. And now here is Andy Páez, who has been even more so. Takes a strike, outside corner, 0-1. But that is three hits and a base on balls in this inning. It's second and third, nobody out. And remember that Tulsa has come back from behind twice with authority in this series already. 0-1 to Páez, and he ripped it foul down the left field side, 0-2. Well, the Hounds continue to have activity behind Trayson. Jose Ramos, homer over the left field wall to start the inning. Bryson Brigman singled. Johnny DeLuca walked. RBI doubled by Jordan Vivas. Second and third, nobody out. And a swing and a miss, and Páez out on strikes. Well, one of my favorite phrases, baseball will keep you humble. Boy, will it ever. Out on strikes is Andy Páez. So here is Emmanuel Vargas. He is 0-for-2 with a strikeout the foul out on the great play by Brett Harris and a walk, and that's going to be it for Trayson Kubo. So Trayson's day is done. He will go a combined one inning over the seventh and eighth. He gives up three base hits, two runs, both earned. Walked one batter and struck out one batter, Andy Paez. So the Hounds again will go to the bullpen. Andy Paez, coming in through the first five games of this series, we said it at the top of the broadcast, had been retired six times in five games. He's 0 for 4 today. Baseball. So, Hounds to the bullpen. Emanuel Vargas will be the batter. Still second and third, and still only one man out. And this team has shown its ability to come back and come back strong. Have the Drillers during this series. This roster, again, is really talented and very deep, and they've gotten really good contributions throughout the roster in this series. So Calvin Coker will come on to pitch. Calvin struggled a bit the other night. He's had a really good spring. He made some appearances with the A's in big league camp. Now throws a lot of off-speed stuff. And he will come on here. Runners at second and third. And one man down. Well, I told you San Antonio can't hit, and of course they immediately add a run, but it is Frisco 11, San Antonio 2. They are in the top of the eighth inning at San Antonio. Corpus Christi, who has jumped all over Amarillo, it is 10-2, 16 hits for the Hooks in that game at Amarillo. So Corpus Christi 10 and Amarillo 2. Northwest Arkansas still leading Wichita. That game is much closer now, 8-5. The Naturals lead the Wind Surge. Springfield winning the opener of the doubleheader to make up yesterday's rainout. And the Cardinals beat Arkansas 10-5. So that's the rest of the Texas League scoreboard. They'll play another one at Vicki Stevens Park now in North Little Rock. Here is Vargas, the left-handed hitting first baseman, and before that, a visit to the mound from J.J. Schwarz, so another mound visit. Vargas had the big ball game last night in the Drillers' win, which was a final of 12-5. He drove in four of them with a two-run double and a two-run home run. There's a chance to chip into the deficit here, swinging a foul away on that sidearm delivery from Calvin Coker. No balls and one strike to count. And a left-handed hitter. Calvin Coker making appearance number four. Giving up four hits, four runs in two innings. So numbers aren't pretty just now. Pitch down and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Spent a bit of time with the Rockhounds here a year ago, did Calvin. Vargas at the plate, Cartaya in the on-deck circle. It is 9-2, but two on with one man down, both runners in scoring position. Coker's pitch, missed the outside corner, ball two. Two balls and one strike. Calvin 6'3", 174. Scottsdale, Arizona is where he makes his home. Comes set, 2-1 pitch. Just down and away, ball three, three balls and one strike. Calvin, product of Auburn University, 15th rounder in 2018. Here's the 3-1. That ball is hammered but foul right field side. Boy, breaking pitch that hung up a little bit. Vargas could not stay back on it quite long enough. Got out in front just a bit, lined it foul into the right field corner. 3-2. Looking in for the sign. Slender right-hander has it. Comes set at the belt. Turns, comes to the plate. 3-2. Line drive into right center field. That's a base hit. That will score both runs. Ball bobbled for a moment, but easily retrieved by Greg Dykeman. But a line shot. Base hit with Tulsa does not go away. A 9-0 game is now 9-4. Two more ribbies for Vargas. He has six in the last two games. And here is Diego Cartaya. Those runs both go to Trayson Kubo. Both inherited runners score for Calvin Coker. So 9-4, and here is Cartaya. Big high chopper to third base, going to be go to the shortstop, rather. Hernandez makes the play. Long throw, got him. That ball just eluded the glove of Brett Harris, the third baseman moving to his left. That was a long, strong top spin, long bounce. Hernandez made the play with his feet on the edge of the outfield grass. That's a long throw, and Cartaya retired. Vargas advances to second base. So two men down in the inning, but that's a very good play by Hernandez to get to that. Now a swing and a ball hit into right center field, and that is going to drop for a base hit off Brandon Lewis's bat. That will bring home a run, and the Drillers within 9-5. Boy, Brandon Lewis, before I could tell you, he's had a bit of a struggle of it. Not anymore. Line drive, base hit, right center field, brings home a run. So Vargas scores with ease. That run belonging to Calvin Coker. So it is 9-5. And the batter is Eddie's Leonard, and the Drillers have batted around in the eighth. He swings and pops it up, but it'll get out of play. Logan Davidson, boy, that wind's going to keep that close. Boy, it got into the Rockhounds dugout, in fact, 0-1 the count. So Trayson Kubo goes one inning, gives up three hits, four runs, all earned, a walk and a strikeout. Game has been rough on both bullpens. One man on, two men out. Leonard waits, takes down and away, backhanded by J.J., one ball, one strike. The Drillers, at least from what we have seen in this series, they get it going as they have here, and they can really put runs together. They have done it a couple of times in this series. Swing and a bouncing ball, foul, and it's 1-2. He raised a 3-0 deficit for a 9-3 win earlier in the series. They were down 9-0 here. It is 9-5. There are two down in the eighth inning. Brandon Lewis takes the lead. Coker's pitch. That's sent toward third. Under the glove of Brett Harris. Sharply hit ball. Base hit left field. And he's Leonard with a base hit.
Rick Graham, please go to the Diamond Club.
So it's first and second. There are two out. And that is three hits allowed here by Calvin Coker in the eighth inning, and the man who started the inning with a solo home run is Jose Ramos, and he is to the plate. So I'll tell you how this game has changed. It was 9-0 not long ago. If a pitching change was made right now, it would be a save situation. Ramos swings and misses at a breaking pitch away. Tying run is on deck. Ramos, an infield single and a home run. He's 2-for-3. Right-handed hitter waggles that bat up and down, north and south, almost points it right back down behind him to the dirt. Takes down and away for a ball, 1-1. Jose, the Panama native. Driller's right fielder with two on, two out. And a 1-1 count, low and away the target. Pitch from Coker. That got inside, but a pop-up in the left field, not overly deep. Max Schumann settles under it, and he has got it for the out. But the Drillers, boy, up off the deck. They do not go gentle into that good afternoon. So the Drillers with a five spot here in the eighth inning. We'll go to the bottom half of the eighth. But boy, this game has certainly changed in its complexion. Village Car Wash score now reads Rockhounds 9 and the Tulsa Drillers 5.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit aldridgegardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop, but you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store.
It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Brett Harris will lead off for the Rockhounds in the last half of the eighth inning for the game that all of a sudden is potentially within one swing. It's 9-5 Rockhounds. Brett Harris, Greg Dykeman, and J.J. Schwarz to the plate against John Rooney. Second inning of work for the left-hander, who bends one over the outside corner for a called strike. Brett Harris, 1-for-2. He's on base 3 out of 4 times tonight. Couple of walks, or this afternoon rather. 2 runs and a stolen base. Fastball down low for a ball. 1-1 the count. And the over-the-shoulder running, gorgeous catch in foul territory earlier. The Rockhounds third baseman, Rooney's pitch. Fouled back through the on-deck area. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Oh, nobody picking up the loose ball. The ball hit concrete abutment behind home plate, rolled all the way back out onto the playing surface, and our home plate umpire had to retrieve it. Jared Moleman going above and beyond. 1-2 count to Brett. Right-handed hitter against the lefty. Swings and sends one to left field. DeLuca going back. He's got room and over the shoulder makes the play on a line drive to deep left field. Well hit ball, but a long out. And here's Greg Dykeman. Greg 0-for-2, but he's been on base twice on bases on balls. Again, there was a stretch when it was just a ton of walks. At one point, 2 times through the order, in fact, beginning with leadoff batter Max Schumann, 9 out of 18 batters were walked, and that really cost the Drillers pitching staff. Greg Dykeman takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. Lefty-lefty matchup here. They shave him up the middle to the Drillers, and Dykeman takes one right down the middle, called strike from John Rooney, and the count goes 0-2. John Big, left-hander, 6'5", 215 pounds, out of Melrose, New York. Delivers, and a breaking ball swung on and missed. So a strikeout for Rooney. He has 3 strikeouts. Gave up back-to-back extra base hits in the seventh inning. The double to Jeremy Ironman and the triple to Matt Schumann. But he's also struck out 3 batters now, and here is J.J. Schwarz. J.J., 1-for-3, 2-run double. He has 3 runs driven in on the day. Takes inside for a ball, 1-0. Cooper Bowman would be next if the inning is extended. Last of the eighth, 9-5 Rockhounds. J.J. waits, rocking that bat just a little. So we get a bouncer foul. Count goes 1 ball and 1 strike. J.J. activated just this week, so playing for the 3rd time on the season. Sun drifting behind a pretty good-looking cloud, I'm guessing. Pitch up and away, 2 balls, 1 strike. Man, within the span of about 7 seconds, the field goes from bright sunlight into complete shadow. Got a cloud the size of Cleveland behind us. 2 balls, 1 strike. Rooney's pitch, back door, just wide. 3 balls and 1 strike. 3-1 the count. Again, the breeze went away for about the span of one inning, but back and largely a cross breeze now. Hard hit line drive, gloved by the third baseman Lewis. 2 steps to his left, and Brandon tucks it away. Line shot to third. Rockhounds will go in order. here in the eighth inning. A couple of hard hit balls and a strikeout. So we will go to the top of the ninth, but this is not a walk in the park anymore for the Rockhounds, as this is now a four-run ball game. To the top of the ninth, Village Car Wash score, Hounds 9, Drillers 5.
Texas Ford Dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021, see why total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Top of the ninth, and Bryson Brinkman will lead it off against right-hander Calvin Coker. First pitch swing and a pop-up right side. Logan Davidson, foul ground near the screen. Reaching, leaping, kick, and get. Oh, he hung on to it. Tremendous play by Logan Davidson. Pop-up, and he reached into the screen and picked it clean. No argument from the Drillers' first base coach. So Logan Davidson with a terrific defensive play. We leaned well into that protective screen, first base side, and Brinkman is retired. Top of the order, Johnny DeLuca takes down and away for a ball. We've had two tremendous defensive plays in foul ground in this game by the Rockhounds' third and first baseman, Brett Harris and Logan Davidson, respectively. Bouncer foul up, DeLuca's bat wide of third, one ball, one strike. Didn't see Logan at first base. I don't think we've seen him there the first couple of seasons with the Hounds. Of course, he can play anywhere in the infield, and well, that was an outstanding effort. One ball, one strike, ground ball, third base. Here's Brett Harris on two strong hops. Sets up, throws, two down. So the two guys who each have one of those web gems in the ball game will combine for the second out. Ball was sharply hit, handled by Brett. Two down as the bell tolls, and here is Yorbit Vivas. Vivas is 2-for-3 with a walk in this game, 10-for-24 in the series. Left-handed hitter waits, takes right down the chute from Calvin Coker for a strike, and it's 0-1. So the Hounds trying to put bookend victories together, sandwiched around four pretty impressive wins for the Tulsa Drillers. Pitch swung on and missed. Boy, that got to the plate and vaporized. Off speed at 80. Vivas swung so hard his batting helmet came off. Norbert, a couple of very good defensive plays in this game, plus 2-for-3 at the dish with a double, a ribby, and a run. 0-2, stretch and pitch. Just up and away, 1-2. Crowd thought this one might be over. Calvin Coker looking to close it out. Make that trip to Springfield a little bit quicker. Pitch outside for a ball, 2-2. It's amazing how a win can make a bus ride feel a little shorter. Of course, Tulsa has already taken 4 out of 5 in this series, so it's been a very successful trip for the Drillers. Here's the 2-2 from Coker. Down and away, ball 3. If the score holds, the Drillers will still be 6-3 in 9 games. Rockhounds would get back to within a game of 500 at 4-5. Full count, 3-2. Páez on deck. Pitch swung on and popped up behind the plate. Giving a look as J.J., those glasses flashing in the sun, but that'll, oh my goodness, bounced right between about two rows and went right into one of the suites to our left. So the count 3-2 again to Vivas, left-handed hitting second baseman. These teams will part ways until July when the Drillers, for some reason, come back for 3 more games. Pitch swung on and missed, ball game. So Calvin Coker with a 1-2-3 ninth inning, and after the Drillers put together again another rally to get within 4, Calvin slams the door here in the ninth inning. And the Rockhounds will win the first and last games of this series, Tulsa winning 4 in the middle. And this one had a couple of defensive gems, the Rockhounds with some really good swings of the bat. And 9-5 will be the final. So this 6-game series goes 4-2 to the Drillers. The Rockhounds win on this Sunday afternoon. And by the way, don't have attendance yet. We'll grab that. But right about 23,000 for the homestand. Boy, we thank you so very much. We had big bunches Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Of course, Tulsa took the scoreboard portion of it, but it's been a really terrific homestand, and we thank you with 2023 now underway as this season beginning with this homestand here at Rocky Town. So the Hounds aboard the bus with a victory. We tip our cap to the Hounds. Final score today, the Rockhounds defeat the Tulsa Drillers by the final score of 9-5.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Tulsa Drillers, 5 runs on 7 base hits. No errors in this ball game. It's a very well played, defensive game. I said 5 runs on 7 hits. The scoreboard has 8, and I am guessing they are right. See, I was right on hits a couple nights ago, so I know I'm probably off. I'll go with that. 5 runs on 8 base hits, no errors. Rockhounds, 9 runs on 7 hits, no errors. 9-7-0 for the Rockhounds. Lawrence Butler hitting a 2-run home run in the third inning. They had 3 ribbies in this ballgame. And again, the Hounds really top to bottom in the order. Got some terrific contributions offensively. Trey Schupak will get the win in this ballgame. The loss will go to Emmett Sheehan. The Rockhounds scored early. They never did trail in this game. So Emmett will take the loss, but he is off to an absolutely outstanding start to this season. We'll check the other numbers on the other side of our timeout from Momentum Bank Ballpark, our final Village Car Wash score of this ballgame. The Rockhounds 9 and the Tulsa Drillers 5.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love H-E-B but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My H-E-B app today and start shopping at H-E-B, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See H-E-B.com for details.
Yeah, In the Rockhounds' win today, while he does not figure into the decision, really a performance that I think is certainly important and bodes well is Roiber Salinas, Rockhounds starter, was outstanding. He went four innings, gave up two hits. One of those was an infield single. Did not walk a batter and struck out six. He only went four innings, so he does not qualify to be the pitcher of record, but he was really, really good today, was Roiber Salinas. Emmett Sheehan will take the loss, gave up a couple of runs in two and two-thirds. I'm guessing, because it looked like there was a little more than just a passing comment or two, that he wasn't real wild about the strike zone today. But Emmett Sheehan, despite taking the loss today, is just off to a remarkable start. He has struck out 21 batters in 11 and two-thirds innings while walking just three. So Sheehan will take the loss today, but just a wonderful start to his season. Hounds got on the board in the third inning. Lawrence Butler with a two-run home run. It followed a walk to Max Schumann, and bases on balls were really, really big, beginning with Max with two out in the bottom half of the third inning. Drew a walk, stole a base, and one pitch later, Lawrence Butler took one out of here to right field, over the bullpen, onto the berm, his first double-A home run, and boy, it jumped off the bat, and it was a 2-0 game. Hounds made it 3-0 in the fifth. And again, three bases on balls. They made a three-run inning, rather, making it a 5-0 game. Max Schumann drew a walk. Brett Harris and Greg Dykeman walked, loading the bases with one man down. J.J. Schwarz with a swinging bunt brought in one run. Cooper Bowman ripped a double down the left field line into the corner. That drove in two more, and it was 5-0. Again, bases on balls. Darryl Hernaez walks to lead off the sixth inning. Jeremy Ironman draws a walk. With one man out, Lawrence Butler an RBI single. And after a fielder's choice and yet another base on balls, J.J. Schwarz delivers a two-run double into the left field corner, and the Rockhounds led it by the score of 8-0. In the seventh inning, back-to-back extra base hits, Jeremy Ironman a double, Max Schumann a triple to left and right, respectively. Max drives home. Jeremy made it a 9-0 ball game. Drillers, though, boy, this team, they can put runs on the board in a hurry. Jose Ramos spoils the potential shutout with a leadoff home run in the eighth inning, but that was just the start of it. A five-run eighth. Bryson Brigman with a single. Johnny DeLuca walked. Yorbit Vivas with an RBI double, and then a two-run single from Emmanuel Vargas. And an RBI single by Brandon Lewis capped a five-run inning on six base hits. Tulsa got within 9-5, but that is where this ball game would come to an end. There was a stretch beginning with that walk to Max Schumann in which Tulsa pitching walked 9 out of 18 batters, and a bunch of them came across to score, so that was really huge, certainly in this ball game and in how it developed, and the Rockhounds building the big lead in this game. Let me double check here online, see if we have things tucked away. I think where everything went final. It has indeed. 5 runs, 8 hits is correct. Found the mistake on my card. 5-8-0 for Tulsa. 9-7-0 for the Rockhounds. Trey Schupak does get the win, rebounding really nicely after a rough outing against Tulsa earlier in this series. The attendance, 2,793, so in excess of 23,000 for this homestand. Outstanding. After all of that, this game had a lot going on. 2 hours, 45 minutes of baseball daylight time is where this one will settle in. Both teams board the bus here in a very short period of time. Tulsa heading for home, where they will host the Wichita Wind Surge at One Oak Field beginning Tuesday. The Rockhounds are on their way to Springfield, Missouri, or will be very shortly. We will greet you from Hammonds Field at 6:20 on Wednesday evening, or on Tuesday evening, rather. I mentioned Wednesday because both teams will have a day game this coming Wednesday. Rockhounds are next home a week from Tuesday, starting a two-week stint here at Momentum Bank Ballpark, in which they will host South Division rivals Corpus Christi and the Frisco Rough Riders, who are, again, off and running. Last we saw at San Antonio, well, that's a tremendous team. They now lead San Antonio 12-2. Yet if they win that game by that score, that is just stunning. They would have won four games in that series by a score of combined 34-3. Yikes, they can put some runs on the board, can't they? So all of that is yet to come. For now, that will put a wrap on this season-opening homestand here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. For all of us with the Rockhounds, by the way, a huge thanks to everybody who's working with us again here this season, our game day staff and everything. And I would have to think a very good opening homestand. And, boy, good to have baseball going again here this April at Momentum Bank Ballpark. The Rockhounds with bookend victories in this series. Tulsa wins four in the middle, so they will board the bus with a 4-2 series win. Rockhounds will board the bus with a victory here this afternoon to close it out for all of us with the Rockhounds. Bob Hards at the ballpark where the Hounds do win this one by the final score of 9-5. Look forward to seeing you in Springfield, Missouri, beginning on Tuesday evening. Until then, we'll say so long, Red, so long, Leo, so long, Mr. Scully. And so long, my friends from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.